You're listening to a podcast of Vancouver Canucks hockey on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
After a strong first period on the road in Calgary on Monday, the Canucks came out in the second and were overwhelmed by the Flames.
From the side of the net on the backhand, couldn't do so. Now he's got it right corner in front for Gaudreau, going to the net, he scores! Backlund, right side Lucic, into the slot for Levo, driving the goal, was tied up, battles it to the crease, Demko holds it out, rebound for Backlund, he scores! Rasmus Anderson, hard slap shot, went wide of the net, then nearly caromed off the end boards, back in front, Edler cleared, Lindholm with a chance, left wing, he scores! And it's advantage Calgary, advantage Markstrom, Tanev, and Levo after two meetings. As the Flames take both games from the Canucks at the Scotiabank Saddledome this week. Tonight, Vancouver returns home looking to bump the slump in the home opener against a Habs team that has yet to lose in regulation time this year. It's the Vancouver Canucks and the Montreal Canadiens. NHL hockey is on the air live from Rogers Arena in Vancouver.
This is Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the official home of the Canucks. Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
For the first time in 316 days, our broadcast emanates from the Jim Robson broadcast gondola inside Rogers Arena. It's the Canucks home opener as they welcome the Montreal Canadiens. And Hershey, it's good to be back in the building.
You know what? It is great to be back in the building. It's a little different, of course, but the energy is still good with you and I, Brendan, and we're excited to watch this home opener, the Vancouver Canucks.
Let's take a look at the keys to the game tonight for Vancouver. Starting with this Montreal team, and our first key for the Canucks is that you have to be ready for speed from the Habs.
I've been watching Montreal play their last couple games, and they play with speed and are relentless. The Colorado Avalanche have created a system and a playing style that is just completely and extremely fast, and other teams are now starting to follow that, to follow suit. Montreal, they are a quick, aggressive, relentless checking team, and the Canucks better be ready for some speed.
Meanwhile, you also have to be ready for their defense to become a part of the offense. The Habs lead the league. They've got four goals from defensemen in their first three games, 12 points from the back end already. Jeff Petrie has 5 points in three games. Shea Weber's on a three-game point streak. All of this to say their D can be a part of the offense.
And that's exactly it, Brendan. And you look at Shea Weber, it's a bomb from the point that most goalies, if he gets it off and he hits the net, it is tough to stop. So you have to do that. You got to get in his lane. But the other guys, too, can score. And Romanov's goal against Edmonton wasn't great. He's a rookie, but he's a guy that can get points as well. So not only that, they're big on the back end. 6-4, 6-3, 6-3, 6-2, 6-4. That's five of their six defensemen. So be ready for a tough night for your offensive players and help them out.
Let's take a look at the injury report brought to you by Safety Driven. Trucking companies have a powerful partner in safety. Safety Driven, providing free online resources to help you make your operations safer. Learn more at safetydriven.ca. The good news for both teams, no one's on the injury report. Jordy Benn came off the COVID-19 list and practiced with the team at the morning skate today. And the Habs don't have any injuries either. The healthy scratches for the Canucks are the aforementioned Jordy Benn, along with Olli Juolevi, Louis Erickson, and Zach MacEwen. Victor Mete is the lone player who's healthy and out of the lineup for the Canadiens tonight. Let's take a look at the starting goaltenders first for Vancouver. It is Braden Holtby making his third start of the year. He's 1-1 with a .909 save percentage. For the Canadiens, it's Carey Price, 13-2-3 in 19 all-time meetings against Vancouver with a .935 save percentage in those games. Canadiens will start the game tonight with the defensive pairing of Ben Chiarot and Shea Weber. Up front, it's Thomas Tatar on left wing with Philip Deneau at center ice and Brendan Gallagher on the right wing for the Canucks. Nate Schmidt at left defense, Tyler Myers to his right, Tanner Pearson on left wing, Bo Horvat at center ice, and Nils Hoglander on the right wing. It's the Canucks and the Canadiens from Rogers Arena. We'll have the opening face-off next on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Welcome back inside Rogers Arena, where it's just about time to drop the puck. The Vancouver Canucks and the Montreal Canadiens in game number 5 of the regular season for the home team. The Canucks are 1-3-0 on the year
coming off back-to-back losses in Calgary against the Flames. Meanwhile, the Canadiens are playing their fourth game of the season. They haven't lost in regulation yet. They are 2-0-1 as you hear the siren in the background inside Rogers Arena tonight, being sounded by Amanda Kopchia, a registered nurse at Peace Arch Hospital. She's joined by her husband, John, a Vancouver firefighter. Nice to see the Canucks recognizing our frontline workers here tonight before the home opener.
And John, her husband, is wearing a Gina Wojcik, number 29, Free the Skate jersey. So that fires me up. I think that's awesome. Love my Gina Wojcik. He's doing well. I've seen him around. Doing okay, I guess. He's just a good man.
Canucks in blue with the white and green trim will skate from right to left in the first period. The Canadiens in white with red and blue trim will go from left to right as Philip Deneau wins the faceoff back into his own zone for the Habs down to our left. Shea Weber in the near corner, hit by Tanner Pearson on the forecheck. Puck comes behind the net to Ben Sherratt for the Habs. Clears to the line. Tyler Myers tried to hold in. He was hooked in the hands by Tatar, and this will be an early penalty against the Canadiens just 18 seconds in, and that Canuck power play that's 0 for 15 to start the year has a chance to get on the board early.
Yeah, good start for the Canucks, and just a silly penalty from Tatar. I don't know what he was thinking. He gets by Myers. Myers is going to hold the puck in, so what he does is he's looking for a quick up, and he doesn't get it, and he's too far by, so he reaches behind him and hooks Myers, but that is two in the box for sure.
Philip Deneau wins the faceoff in his own end for the Canadiens to our left. Sherratt cleared to the line, not out. Pettersson holds in right point to the far boards for Miller, trying to pass through the middle to the left side for Hughes, but Deneau got his stick in and tips it all the way back into the Vancouver zone.
Miller tried to force a play to Hughes cross ice, and that is not there. That was taken away quickly.
Besser plays it left wing for Horvat, tips it deep into the Montreal zone, goes after it on the forecheck. Horvat fights it loose behind the net for JT Miller. Now to the right point for Elias Pettersson. Makes a move away from Deneau. Pettersson with a rink-wide pass left side for Miller. Back to the point for Hughes. Pettersson right circle, fake the one-timer, holds on to the puck, goes back to Miller on the left wing. Mishandled the puck. He's tied up by Deneau, but recovers it, retreats to the left point, and now carries down the near wall. Just over a minute into the first, no score, the Canucks and the Canadiens. Brock Besser gets it side of the goal. Left wing circle for Miller, try to pass into the slot for Horvat. He couldn't shoot, and Arturi Lehkonen knocks the puck the full length of the ice.
Now Horvat in that high slot area where he likes to shoot from, and he ends up bobbling and mishandling. A little bit of puck trouble for the Canucks early. Stick handling and passes, but it is early in the hockey game.
50 seconds left in the Vancouver power play as the second unit is onto the ice now, and Tanner Pearson will make a move through the middle to center. Pearson left wing for Hoglander at the Montreal line. Hoglander tied up along the boards by Evans. Gets it back to the point. Nate Schmidt with a long wrist shot. Tips off a stick and goes high off the glass into the near corner. Habs will get it to center. Paul Byron knocking it out to the red line. Jake Virtanen with it there. Battles for the puck in front of the bench, then drops it back into his own end for Nils Hoglander. Just 20 seconds now remaining in the Vancouver man advantage. Hoglander to the Montreal line, stripped of the puck by Nick Suzuki. Suzuki ahead for Armia, right wing into the Vancouver zone. Shorthanded shot stopped by Holtby, and he made a good save on Suzuki on the rebound as well. As the Habs are now back to even strength, or will be in about 5 seconds. And the Canucks are going to go to 0 for 16 on the power play to start the season.
Now, one of the Canucks defenders, I believe it was Schmidt, got hit in the ear with a puck. And he looks like he's bleeding on the bench. He's got a towel up to his ear.
As the Canadiens go offside to the Vancouver line, 2:25 elapsed in the first. Still no score, Montreal and the Canucks at Rogers Arena in the home opener.
And it is Schmidt. And it was just a high flip-in that caught him in the ear. He had to go off quickly. He'll be fine, but still, it stings a little, and hopefully he doesn't need a stitch or two.
It's at least the second time he's been hit in the head by a puck early in the year here. As the Canucks win the draw, Jalen Chatfield gets it, plays it up the right wing. Brandon Sutter tips it in deep. Chatfield playing his first National Hockey League game tonight, the native of Ypsilanti, Michigan. Formerly a Windsor Spitfire in the OHL, and the Canucks score, chance in the slot. As Sutter got a deflection on a long wrister by Alex Edler, and the Canucks take a 1-0 lead before the 3-minute mark of the first.
Just a little wrist shot from Alex Edler. The puck goes around and goes back to the point. And there's a little bit of traffic in front of Carey Price. And I was wondering, something was kind of off, and it looked like, I think, an offside just to enter the zone, but it wasn't, and it ended up being a high stick.
That's the call on the ice here.
But everything went quiet.
Our referees tonight are Chris Schlenker and Brad Meyer, the linesmen Steve Barton and Scott Cherry, and it was immediately waved off by the referee deep in the zone. And it looks pretty obvious on the replay, too, that Sutter's stick was well above the crossbar, so it'll remain scoreless here, 2:45 into the first period.
And that's just unfortunate for the Vancouver Canucks, but, you know, right away I looked over at you, Brendan, and you had seen that it was a possible high stick. And sure enough, it was.
So it does remain scoreless here early in the first period as the Canucks get it deep into the Montreal zone to our left. Carey Price of Anaheim Lake, BC, gets it up the near boards and out to center, and Travis Hamonic goes back to it in his own zone. Hamonic across to Niels Hoglander, far side, right wing to center, gains the Montreal line and dumps it in. Canadians trying to set up the breakout. Tatar takes a pass on the near side from Petrie. Tips it to center, but Hughes has it again at his own line. Play the pass up the near side, and it tips off a stick and over the glass, out of play into the empty seats below us. 3:18 gone in the first, no score. The Canucks and the Habs in the home opener at Rogers Arena.
Well, and you had mentioned that Jalen Chatfield is going to be playing in his first National Hockey game, and that's always exciting for anybody. He's paid his dues in the minors, and just been an all-around good guy, up and down quite a bit. Never really got a chance, but nice to see him play. Yolevi is out, which I thought was a good decision.
142 AHL games for Jalen Chatfield before he could get his first in the NHL. Here's Anderson, right wing into the Vancouver zone, though, trying to get around Tyler Myers. Good play as he stretched out with that long reach, and Myers knocks the puck off the stick of Josh Anderson before he could cut in on goal.
Now, that's not even fair for Anderson. That's such a long reach. To get him around him is a lot of room.
Habs trying to set up their breakout. Jonathan Drouin in front of his own bench, far boards, doubles back into the Montreal end to our left and leaves for Ben Chiarot. Chiarot passes through the middle for Jesperi Kotkaniemi at center. He'll clear behind the Canuck net. Holtby out of the goal, tips near corner for Nate Schmidt. Schmidt goes D-to-D to Chatfield, far side. He tried to play it up the boards, had to deal with Armia on the forecheck, and the puck tips off the stick of the Canadiens forward and out of play.
Yeah, Chatfield playing with Nate Schmidt, which is good. Two guys that can skate. Chatfield gets the puck, and the one difference between the minors and the NHL is speed. The game is the same. Same tactic, same everything, but guys are on you quicker. You got to move the puck a little bit quicker, and there Chatfield almost gets his pocket pick, but the puck went over the glass.
Face off of the Vancouver zone to our right in the far circle. A scrambled draw as Jay Beagle knocked Kotkaniemi to the ice. He gets it back to the line, long wrist shot by Brett Kulak from the left point, and Holtby made a good save through some traffic at the top of the crease.
Now Holtby's getting the start, and I wonder what Travis Green is going to do here. Thatcher Demko is just okay in his two starts, and he's got some work to do. Definitely not his fault in the losses he took, but Holtby is 14-2-3 career with a .936 save percentage versus Montreal. So this is a guy with Washington that's played quite a bit against Montreal and knows their team.
Habs win the faceoff. Romanov from the right point fires it across into the left corner. It takes an odd bounce off the dasher, goes high in the air. Gaudette missed it, and now the former Canuck Tyler Toffoli has it left circle into the slot for Kotkaniemi. Wanted to take a shot, was tied up by Roussel. Now Romanov tries a shot from the line, and it hit his teammate Toffoli in front. Canucks get it loose, and here they come, three of them to center. Beagle on the left wing gains the Montreal line. Centers for Roussel, driving to the left corner, tied up by Kulak. And Romanov back to it, clears around to the far corner. Jalen Chatfield pinches in from the line, drops it to Jay Beagle. Back to Chatfield, will rim it around to the near corner as the Canucks get a partial change. And Kotkaniemi will tip it off the glass and out to center on the near side.
Now, if you remember, Kotkaniemi, he was the guy, he got picked before Quinn Hughes.
As there's an offside call at the Montreal line against the Canucks. 5:01 gone in the first period, no score. Vancouver and Montreal here tonight at Rogers Arena.
And I was saying to Kotkaniemi, he was picked before Quinn Hughes in that draft in 2018, but he's only got 17 goals in 118 games. Been a bit of a bust so far. I use the word bust very lightly because he's still young, very talented, and he couldn't end up a great player in the National Hockey League.
Played 36 games with the Habs last year, was sent down to the minors for a spell, and also appeared for them in the playoffs. As the Canucks try to get set up in the Montreal zone, Travis Green blending his lines already. He's got Vertanen with Sutter and Mott out there right now. As the Canadians clear back to the Vancouver line, Quinn Hughes knocks it down ahead for Brandon Sutter. Sutter left wing, dumps it into the Montreal zone. There's after it on the forecheck. Joel Edmondson back to it. Got it near side for Petrie. Up the boards for Byron, and he'll bank it off the wall and out to center ice. Quinn Hughes again in his own zone. Watched by Arturi Lehkonen for the Canadiens. Hughes plays left wing to the red line. Sutter chops it in off the glass. Hoglander goes after it on the forecheck. Pearson there as well, but instead Edmondson plays it free for Petrie near side, and the Canadiens counterattack. Philip Deneau, right wing to center, banks it off the boards into the right corner. Chips it around to the far wall for Thomas Tatar. Tatar, left wing on the cycle, down low for Brendan Gallagher. The former Vancouver Giant taken hard to the wall by Nate Schmidt. Gallagher still trying to battle. Schmidt knocked him down as he tried to drive through the middle. It rolls to the side of the net for Tatar. Back to the line for Weber with a hard shot. And Niels Hoglander blocked the one-time slap shot from Shea Weber to allow Tanner Pearson to bring it back to center and dump it in. Edler, after it near boards, is able to hold it in the Montreal zone. It's cleared to the right corner for Shea Weber for the Canadiens. Weber through the middle for Deneau. Right wing to center to Brendan Gallagher. Banks it into the Vancouver end. As both teams get partial changes, 6.5 minutes gone in the first, no score. The Canucks and the Canadiens in their first meeting of the season at Rogers Arena. Here's Alex Edler, right wing into the Montreal zone with a long wrist shot from the top of the circle. Carey Price saw it all the way, and he'll hold on for the whistle. 6:40 into the first, still no goals. The Canucks and the Canadiens at Rogers Arena on Alpine Credits. Canucks hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. When a Canucks player scores a hat trick, make sure to tune in to the post-game show for a shot at a Triple O's prize pack. Triple O's Nashville-style hot chicken sandwich for people who crave the perfect amount of spice. 6:40 gone in the first period. No score of the Canucks and the Canadiens tonight in Vancouver. And Hershey, a nice recognition from the Canucks in that commercial break on the big screen for Jack McElhardy.
Yeah, I mean, Jack Mack was a coach of mine. I'll speak a little bit more about him at the break. But I love Jack, and sad to see him go.
Canucks have it in the Montreal end to our left. Quinn Hughes, top of the point, takes a pass from Pettersson. Got a wrist shot away through traffic. Petrie tipped it wide of the goal. And Jonathan Drouin directs it out to center on the far side. Hughes in the Vancouver end to our left. Goes through the middle for JT Miller, then to center for Pettersson to the Montreal line. Pettersson dumps it down the left wing. Besser after it on the forecheck. Shields it from Petrie. Tries to sweep it behind the net, but lost it to the Montreal defenseman. And the Canadiens will set up their breakout. Joel Edmondson ahead to Jonathan Drouin. Then for Suzuki at center. Back to Drouin on the right wing. Dumps it in. He's first to it on the forecheck. Jonathan Drouin around to the left wing wall. Tied up by Quinn Hughes. Got it. Gets it free through the middle for Besser. And the Canucks are back the other way. Three of them to center. Besser dumps it onto the right side. Got it. Driving wide to the corner. Forced down low to the boards by Brett Kulak, who knocks the puck away. And Jesperi Kotkaniemi rims it around to the near side. Romanov with it there. Played it up the boards. Tyler Toffoli sweeps through the middle and out to center. As Gaudette collides with Romanov at the Vancouver line, it comes to Toffoli going to the net with a backhand shot down low, and Braden Holtby made a good save with the right pad as the former Canuck Tyler Toffoli was nearly in clean on goal. And now Antoine Roussel gets it to the far point but not out as Kulak dumps it back in.
Well, if there's one thing that we know about Toffoli, he can score. Now, that was a good opportunity for him, but Braden Holtby was up to the task on the backhand.
Toffoli's arguably his most memorable goal as a Canuck came in Montreal on the road, an overtime winner back in February. Here's Myers, left wing into the halves end. Long wrist shot goes right into the glove of Carey Price, and he'll make a calm save and hold on for the whistle with his glove hand. Shots are 4-2 for the Habs. So we've just passed the 8-minute mark of the first period, and it's still scoreless.
Now, Carey Price, now it's been years since he's had a team that he feels he can win with. And this is a team that he likes, all the changes that Montreal made in the offseason. And if he heats up, boy, look out for the Canadiens.
Montreal setting up the breakout. Arturi Lehkonen at his own line. Puck check by Brandon Sutter. Jay Beagle gets it. Down low for Sutter. Tried a centering pass from behind the net, but fanned on it. And Tyler Mott gets it instead. To the right point, Tyler Myers with a hard shot. It hit a skate in front. I think it was Sherratt that blocked it. Now he's got it far corner. Spins away from Jay Beagle on the boards and banks it to the near side for Shea Weber for Montreal. Weber got it ahead to Evans, then to center for Byron. Through the middle for Lehkonen, dumps it in on Holtby, who sweeps it quickly to the far boards for Bo Horvat. Horvat hounded by Lehkonen on the back check, dumps it into the Montreal end. Edmondson back to it, goes D to D to the near side for Petrie. He'll slap it right wing to the red line for Brendan Gallagher. Gallagher lifts it into the Canuck end. Travis Hamonic takes possession. Drops near corner for Quinn Hughes. Nice pass through the middle for Tanner Pearson.
Had it bounce off his stick, but he chases the loose puck down near boards and gets it to Hoglander. Out for Hamonic into the Montreal zone. Top of the right circle. Long shot. Bounced off a skate right into the slot. Horvat and Pearson both missed it through the middle. Now Hoglander tried to center for Horvat. Pass was knocked away by Petrie. And here's Brendan Gallagher away up the right wing. Gallagher gains the Canuck blue line. Dumps it behind the net. Philip Deneau after it. Holtby's out of the goal. It was played right in front. Holtby's still behind the net. Horvat's able to clear it out of the crease. And Niels Hoglander gets it off the boards and out to center ice.
Oh, boy. Canuck goalies having trouble, all sorts of trouble with the puck the last couple games.
Here's Philip Deneau. Right wing into the Vancouver zone. Centering pass picked off by Elias Pettersson. Pettersson sends Jalen Chatfield to center on the right wing. Chatfield into the Montreal zone, dumps it down the far boards for Miller, into the slot for Besser. The pass was just in his skates, and he couldn't get a shot free on Price. Now Chatfield pokes it to the goal, tipped in front by Pettersson. He was all alone in the slot, unmarked by the Montreal defense, and it was a nice tip play, but Price held it out. Now Besser back to the line, JT Miller, a hard one-time snapshot from the top of the circle. That went wide of the net. Pettersson on the right wing, winding through traffic, then to Miller, left circle, fakes a shot. Goes back to the point for Edler. Long wrister blocked by Suzuki. And Pettersson recovers on the right wing wall as the Lotto line gets set up in the Canadiens' end. Here's Myers with a one-timer from the line. Kicked out by Price. Edler nearly got the rebound to the bottom of the left circle. The Montreal goaltender was able to direct it to the boards. Now Ben Sherratt grabs a hold of Elias Pettersson behind the net. Takes an obvious holding penalty. And the Canucks will go to their second power play of the game when we come back. 9:16 left in the first. No score. Vancouver and Montreal on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. 9:16 left in the first period. The Canucks and the Canadiens are scoreless tonight at Rogers Arena, but Vancouver's off to the power play with Ben Sherratt in the box for holding. And Bo Horvat wins the faceoff in the Montreal end to our left in the near circle. JT Miller, left wing boards. Besser side of the net, passes right circle. Pettersson trying to wrist shot. Edmondson blocked it with his stick. His stick broke. Then he gets one from Byron. Well, the Canucks still have it in the zone. Paul Byron is going to go to the bench for a new stick, which makes him Hershey's favorite penalty killer. As Horvat gets a one-timer in the slot, he scores! Canucks power play is finally on the board as Bo Horvat beats Carey Price stick side, and Vancouver leads 1-0.
This is a goal that Bo Horvat has scored many times, and that's his spot, right at the top of the circles, inside the box on the power play. And this puck goes back to the point. Byron goes to get a stick, which is the right play. He's back in position, except for when he goes to check Bo Horvat, Miller gives him a little bump pass off the near side wall at the hash marks, and he rips it on the blocker side of Carey Price through the old 16 hole. Carey Price gets a piece of it, but not enough, and it powers through, and the Canucks are up 1-0.
Vancouver now 1-for-17 on the power play this year, but they've got one. Horvat's second of the season, and Vancouver leads 1-0 on home ice. Here come the Canadians. Back to center. Brent Kulak left wing to the red line. Hit hard by Jalen Chatfield as he threw it to the goal. Tyler Toffoli tried to catch up to the puck but couldn't do so. And now Vancouver clears it the other way. Icing waved off. Kotkaniemi back to it for Kulak far boards. Throws it around the wall and it tips off a stick and into the Montreal bench.
The good news is the power play is on the board, Brendan. That's their first power play goal of the year. That was only a matter of time. And the power play is a fickle thing. You can go 10, 12 power plays in a row and not score at times, and then you can go 12 power plays and score 6 or 7 out of them, and it's streaky, and that's just the way power plays are. So now, just because early they haven't been scoring, we know that this power play is a good power play, and they get one there from Bo Horvat.
As JT Miller put it on a tee for the captain through the middle. Now here come the Canucks again. Chance for a 2-on-1. Horvat down the left wing with Pearson going to the goal. Horvat hits the trailer. Hoglander, his wrist shot just went wide on Price's glove side. Nice drop pass by Horvat to create that opportunity.
Oh, I love this kid trailing the play. He goes hard to the net, but I think Sherratt gets his stick in the way.
Now the Canadians back to work in the Vancouver zone. Sherratt from the left point. Into the far corner for Anderson. Back to Sherratt. Long shot along the ice. Goes wide of the net, and Quinn Hughes takes it behind his own goal. Hughes plays it up the far wall. But we have a whistle behind the play, and I believe it's Braden Holtby who has lost a skate blade, which I'm surprised we got a whistle for, Hershey, because in the past we've seen referees...
Yeah, they let it go.
Let it go, and
there was a memorable goal scored on Tuukka Rask where he tried to chase the referee into the corner to show him that his skate blade had come out, and he couldn't chase him and fell over a bunch because he didn't have a skate.
And then he grabbed the skate blade and Ninja Star Warriored it across the ice. Remember that? But, yeah, usually they let it go. So I haven't heard of any mandate from the NHL having to blow that down right away now. I'll look into that. But right away, that was blown by the officials. So, and Montreal doesn't seem to be complaining about it. Claude Julien did talk to the official about it, though. But Braden Holtby's skate is fixed. He's back in business.
He stopped all five Montreal shots thus far tonight. The Canadians out shooting the Canucks 5-4. But Vancouver has the lone goal, a power play marker by Bo Horvat.
Well, and that was my problem when I played. I didn't play with skate blades, Brendan.
Just played on your knees the whole time? That's why you were so short?
Very true, very true. You're going to make the short jokes now, are you?
Yeah, I can't talk, can I?
We're both vertically challenged. Not badly, though.
Well, I mean, you played in the NHL, so you overcame that. Me, not so much. I just talk about it.
Different era. Different era.
Josh Anderson, left wing at center, dumps it into the Vancouver end. Nate Schmidt back to the puck for the Canucks, rings it around to the near wall, and JT Miller takes it down. Again for Schmidt, far side. And for Besser, through the middle for Pettersson, in alone on goal between his legs.
My.
What a move. And Carey Price stopped him with the right pad. You think this kid is suffering from a lack of confidence? Absolutely not. What a move that was, and he very nearly made it 2-0 as he went between his legs, and Carey Price just got a piece of it.
If that goes in, we are watching that for years to come. Man.
Reminds me of a goal that Pavel Bure scored on that same net in this same building in a preseason game against the Boston Bruins.
I can't remember if I was on the bench or playing that game, but I was there for it.
I was in the building too, actually.
Yes.
As a fan.
That's pretty cool.
You probably don't want me to tell you how old I was.
It was an exhibition game, actually. People don't know that, but it was
an exhibition game.
But it was so cool to watch.
Tanner Pearson down the right wing, trying to drive the net. Couldn't get it in front for Sutter. It's tipped behind the goal. And after it, there is Alexander Romanov for the Canadians. Romanov goes near side for Evans, played it through the middle. Byron tried to tip it to center, but lost it to Tanner Pearson, who dumps it back in as the Canucks try to establish their forecheck here, looking to build on the 1-0 lead. Here's Pearson, left corner, to the line for Hughes. Now to the right side, Hamonic, long wrist shot, hit a skate in front as Horvat is upended by Kulak at the top of the crease. And out to center for Montreal is Jake Evans. He'll dump it into the Vancouver end from the red line. Braden Holtby out of his goal to handle. Far corner for Tyler Myers. Myers will leave for Quinn Hughes, who starts up ice. Nice pass up the left wing, but it's just out of the reach of Roussel. It's icing against Vancouver with 5:48 remaining in this first period. A reminder, hockey is back, and so is the online 50-50. Just go to Canucks.com/online5050 to enter. Ticket sales close at 9:30 tonight. Must be 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it. Tonight's estimated jackpot is $100,000.
Wow. I could use 100 grand.
Got to buy a ticket.
I could use 10 bucks.
Shea Weber with a shot for the right point off the faceoff win for the Canadians. Blocked by Antoine Roussel. Jake Virtanen, after the loose change far side, lifts it past Ben Sherratt and out to center. Weber in his own end. Goes near side for Armia. Now onto the near wall for Jesperi Kotkaniemi. Into the Vancouver zone. Passes left circle. Toffoli with a hard wrist shot. And he just missed on the glove side of Holtby. A great look for Toffoli coming down the left wing. Now Tyler Mott with a nice shot block on an attempt by Kotkaniemi. Sherratt keeps it alive at the left point. Sweeps it behind the Vancouver net. It rims around to the right wing hash marks for Kotkaniemi. He's hit by Mott. And Nate Schmidt is in to pick up the puck. He'll skate it to center. Get it into the Montreal zone with the help of Tyler Mott, and Vancouver can change.
Well, Tyler Toffoli did not miss by much. We know from experience that you do not want to give him chances like that.
Horvat tied up by Deneau at the attacking blue line is forced back into his own end. Horvat watched by Deneau, goes behind the Canuck goal, leaves far corner for Tyler Myers, bounces it up the wall. And out to center where Brendan Gallagher takes it for Montreal. Gallagher for Romanov in his own zone. Comes back up the right wing. Pearson tipped it away from Gallagher. But the feisty Canadiens forward goes after it on the forecheck. Gets it to Deneau. Back to the line for Romanov. Hard wrist shot. That goes wide of the net as Myers chops down Gallagher in front of the goal.
No call, and Niels Hoglander is back to center on left wing. He's hit by Romanov as he dumps it in.
I love the effort and determination by Hoglander. This kid just does not quit.
As Anderson tips the puck in on Braden Holtby, who thought about covering it, then played it at the last moment. He's lucky he didn't give it away to Anderson. Now Quinn Hughes with a stretch pass up the right wing, tipped in by Besser. Patterson gets it left corner. He was hit hard by Romanov and lost the puck as the Canadians try to escape the zone, and Suzuki goes left wing to center for Drouin, who dumps it in as Hamonic stepped up on it. Josh Anderson after it on the forecheck. Besser gets it loose near side for JT Miller. Miller with a saucer pass through the middle. Hughes couldn't settle it down. It rolls into the Canadian zone, and the Canucks get a complete change as Nick Suzuki tips it back into the Vancouver end.
A much more physical game from both teams than we've seen from early games against, well, the Canucks have played in.
As a puck is tipped over the glass and out of play on the near side, 3:35 left in the first. It's Vancouver 1 and Montreal nothing on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch back with you tonight from Rogers Arena. 3:35 left in the first period. The Vancouver Canucks have a 1-0 lead on the Montreal Canadiens. Bo Horvat with a power play goal. The lone marker of the game is second of the season. A reminder to stay tuned for Canucks Central at the intermission with Satyar Shah and Andrew Walker. We'll go to the guys right at the end of the period for instant coverage. Face-off outside the Montreal line to our left on the near boards is won by Jake Evans. Back into his own end for Brett Kulak. Another former Vancouver Giant on this Montreal Canadiens club gets it behind the Canuck net. And there's a battle for it down low as Jay Beagle wrestles the puck free from Paul Byron, gets it up the near side for Tyler Mott. Now to center for Brandon Sutter. 3-on-1 for the Canucks. Sutter down the left wing, going to the goal. Deeks in front. Puck is loose. Top of the crease. Beagle trying to jam it home, and Carey Price makes the save and covers up as a crowd forms around the crease. Nice patience shown by Sutter as he walked into the middle. Got the puck to the net. Beagle had a couple of good whacks at it, and Price wasn't going to let it through.
Brendan, you said in your keys to the game that Montreal has defensemen that are going to jump up and that you need to be ready for that. And the Canucks seem to know that right now. They've gotten a 3-on-1. Pedersen had a breakaway, and they've been able to take advantage of that. So this play was a 3-on-1 for Sutter. He comes cutting across the front, and then it's a dogpile in front of Carey Price. Unfortunately, Carey Price is a pretty good goalie, covering the ice, making a nice save.
Quinn Hughes at the point, got the puck off the faceoff, couldn't settle it. Jonathan Drouin cleared it, and then Besser dumped it back in off the glass and out of play. 3:03 left in this first period. Canucks up 1-0.
So we talked about the Pavel Bure breakaway, if you remember that, against Boston. It was an exhibition game. I want somebody on Twitter, if they know who the goalie was in the Boston net, to tweet at us, because I know who it is.
I'm getting deja vu. I feel like we've had this exact conversation on the air before.
And I told you who it was, but I'm wondering if we got listeners out there that remember.
Shot off the left wing by Drouin was stopped by Holtby, and then Hughes going back was hammered into the net by Josh Anderson, and I think Anderson's going to get a penalty here. As a big crowd forms on the near side, Hughes hadn't touched the puck, and Anderson just leveled him into the goal. He's appealing his case to referee Chris Schlenker, who doesn't want to hear any of it, and the Canucks are going to their third power play of this first period.
And this is what I love about Hamonic. He will get right in there.
2-minute minor penalty for roughing.
And he right away, he doesn't like that. He'll take care of his teammates. And if you remember, Gudbranson hit Dubé when Hamonic was playing in Calgary in a game. And the next game, Hamonic came out and was like, we're going to fight. And Gudbranson's a tough character. Remember that. But yes, tweet at me or Batch. He's at Batch Hockey. I'm at Corey Hirsch on Twitter. If you remember who the goalie is, I'd give you free tickets, but no tickets.
Not for the time being, anyway. Canucks 1-for-2 on the man advantage tonight as they'll go to the power play. Face-off in the Montreal zone to our left in the near circle is won by Philip Deneau, and Ben Sherratt clears it the full length of the ice.
Canucks power play has another chance to get one, and like I said, once you get one, sometimes the power play can heat up.
Be a crucial moment to try and take a 2-0 lead here in the game. As Canucks get set up in the Montreal end, JT Miller left wing to the line for Quinn Hughes. Back to Miller, top of the left circle, wanted to shoot. Weber took the lane away. Goes back to Hughes, wrister from the line, deflected by Horvat, stopped by Price, rebound in front, and Horvat centered over the goal on the back end. Besser was there trying to poke it home as well. Now Pedersen, right circle, settles the puck down. Back to the line for Hughes. Again for Miller on the left wing towards the goal. Hard wrist shot. He saw some daylight stick side on Price, who held it out with the blocker. Now Deneau breaks up a pass through the middle. Canadians can't get it out. Quinn Hughes to the right circle for Pedersen. Through the middle for Horvat. Back to Hughes at the line. Down the left wing for JT Miller. Under 2 minutes left in the first period. Canucks up 1-0 on the power play. Now Pedersen with a shot just tipped wide by Horvat. Nice little high slot tip play by the Canucks. Now Besser, side of the net, tried a backhand pass between his legs through the middle. Horvat couldn't reach it, and Deneau cleared for Montreal.
The Canucks power play, they're feeling it, Brendan. They're moving it around, creating chances. It looks confident.
Here's the second unit out now. Adam Gaudette with speed into the Canadian zone. Right wing for Jake Virtanen. Virtanen delays on the boards, was tied up by Paul Byron, and in to clear it all the way down the ice is Jake Evans.
Now the second unit is out now. It's Pearson, Hoglander, Gaudette, Jake Virtanen, and Nate Schmidt. I wonder when we're going to see Edler get some power play time on this second unit.
As the Canucks get it in deep, may not see him play the power play for the first time in a long time. They've got him on the PK too, and you imagine that Travis Green wants to limit his minutes to a certain extent.
You're right, they use him so much.
Under a minute left in the first. Canucks still on the power play. Virtanen with a high shot off the right wing. Price stopped it off the mask, and now the Canadians come back to center as Anderson's out of the box. And Vancouver's 1-for-3 on the power play tonight. Anderson behind the Vancouver net, hit hard by Jake Virtanen. Niels Hoglander back to the puck. Tied up along the boards by Armia. He tries to get it free. Anderson in there too. The battle continues. Left corner in the Canucks zone, and now Armia plays back to the line for Petrie. Petrie with a long backhander, a bouncer that just hopped right in front of Holtby but went wide into the near corner. Pearson tries to clear the zone, but Josh Anderson holds in. The former Columbus Blue Jacket tried to play it deep, but Pearson knocked it down, and Gaudette got it through the middle and out to center with 10 seconds left in the period. Here's Alex Edler to the Montreal line. Trying to pass right wing for Jay Beagle. It was in his skates. Shea Weber sends Brandon Gallagher back to center. He's hit by Tyler Mott as time will run out in the first period. Canucks outshoot the Canadians 12-7 in the opening 20 minutes and take a 1-0 lead into the break thanks to their first power play goal of the season off the stick of Bo Horvat.
A good period for the Canucks. Power play goal dominated the play, outshooting Montreal 12-7. That nemesis, their second period is coming up. They need to be ready for a better second.
Once again, it's the Canucks 1 and the Canadians nothing after 1 tonight in Vancouver. Time now for instant intermission coverage with Satyar Shah and Andrew Walker.
Time to break down the first 20 minutes. This is Canucks Central at the intermission on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Chris Horvat gets a one-timer in the slot. He scores. Canucks power play is finally on the board as Bo Horvat beats Carey Price stick side, and Vancouver leads 1-0.
This is Canucks Central at the intermission. Satyar Shah with Andrew Walker here on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Canucks with a 1-0 lead. Captain Bo Horvat finally breaking the goose egg on the power play. Canucks looking much more dangerous in this first period. Now walks. Unlike what happened in Calgary, the Canucks had a great first period, had a 1-0 lead, but could not maintain. Can they do what they couldn't do on Monday here at home?
Yeah, we'll see. Very reminiscent of a period. I had the Canucks, boy, probably with the best five or six chances of that period. Montreal had a couple of sniffs, especially after Braden Holtby kind of lost the puck in behind his net there, but otherwise, man, I thought that the best six or seven scoring chances probably went the way the Vancouver Canucks. Now, I can't exactly pinpoint when and why that game in Calgary the other night fell apart, because you're right, after the first period, Canucks looked well on their way to evening up their record at 2-2. The only regret was not getting more and letting, you know, Jacob Markstrom really keep his team in that game. So we'll see. You know they're going to be talking about that in the dressing room, but that's a big period, Sat. I mean, you finally get off the schneid with the power play. You're 1-for-1 playing well at home this season. You got a six-game homestand coming up. Bo Horvat gets on the board after another slump, and It's a good period. Elias Pettersson has a couple chances. He certainly looked confident. We could talk about that with the between the legs move, but all in all, you got to be happy with that period. You just don't want it to reenact the other night in Calgary.
You have to build on it here after this first period. Lots of reactions for our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. As you would expect, Bo Horvat getting love from Ryan and Shemanis. And Jen says, someone reminded the Canucks that hockey is a contact sport. Nice to see. The level of engagement has been a lot higher, which, walks, it is what you are supposed to expect in a game like this. Canucks have lost three in a row. It's a truncated season. It is not a must-win game, but it's a very, very important win game if you can find a way to get the W here tonight. And you see the effort level. You know, we can go through the number of different players who are playing with a lot of jump in their step, and we'll get to Chatfield and some of the role players too. But you mentioned Elias Pettersson. That determination has been evident since the very first shift of the game. As soon as the Canucks got the power play, you could see on the first power play, he was skating hard trying to keep the puck in. He was very determined to make things happen. Already has two shots on goal, including, like you mentioned, the between-the-legs chance on the breakaway, which Carey Price made the big save. But he looks like a guy determined to break through his slump tonight, and that's all you can really ask for. You can't guarantee a guy will score goals, but walks. We talked about this pregame. This is a game that you should expect, and you will see Elias Pettersson grab the bull by the horn, and you've seen that so far.
Yeah, Pettersson is never a guy that's going to dog it. I think that we know. I think last game, I don't like to use this word because it's a bad connotation. I think last game was one of the first games where we saw him get really frustrated and maybe a little bit pouty. So, you know, you're not going to see him cheat you on effort, that's for sure. But confidence is a big thing. And when you're not confident, you don't handle the puck very well. You fight the puck, you pass up shots. And I think we've seen elements of that through the first four games from Pettersson. But it was a really strong first for him. He was a huge catalyst on their best 5-on-5 offensive shift, and wouldn't you know it, they drew the penalty that the Canucks later scored on with Bo Horvat. So Pettersson doesn't pick up assist on that goal, but again, he was the one that drew that penalty after a really good shift, so that's good to see. He's never going to cheat you on effort, but he was right in the middle of things in that first period. A real, real strong period from the Canucks. You had, a disallowed goal from Sutter. You had the odd man rush with Sutter making a move to the middle. You had the real good Hoglander shot from the slot, and then you had those power play chances.
Well, for sure, and getting those opportunities is important, but the overall team game too. And the thing that was really odd about the game in Calgary was, yeah, we could point out Pettersson wasn't at his best, and you're right, he got frustrated, but that line as a whole didn't really get much going. They didn't really create much at even strength either. That Lotto line tonight in the first period were skating well. They're creating chances. They actually had some zone time. And that's what you need, right, Walks? I mean, we spend so much time talking about scoring goals and getting the points, but there's certain markers you have to hit so you get those opportunities. You have to have zone time for you to get chances to score. You got to gain that confidence. And how big of a boost is it to the overall team game when you have your lines going? You have the top line and you have the Bo Horvat line gaining zone time. Takes pressure off your defense. But this is what you need to do. Put the markers down, start gaining zone time, and the rest will come.
Well, and especially when the Lotto line is right and those guys are all going, it's a lot of star power. It's one of the best lines in the league, let alone in the division. Now, JT Miller was all right in game one. He had an assist, which was nice to see. He has another assist tonight, but it was his first game of the season. We don't expect everything from a guy that had to, take a private jet into Calgary and join the team there. But when he's really feeling it, I mean, he led the team in scoring last season. So maybe I'll put it this way with Pettersson. Maybe, and I know we're so fast to anoint guys, and we want Pettersson to be on the same level as Matthews and McDavid, and he might be, and he might be getting there soon. But maybe, just maybe, Pettersson isn't quite the guy yet to single-handedly take a line and put it on his back and, make the Kunitzes and the Dupuis of the world stars. Maybe he needs JT Miller on his line to be at his best, and that's not a bad thing. And I don't think it's any secret that JT Miller's feeling it tonight, and look what Elias Pettersson does.
It definitely enhances it. Now, I will go back to Pettersson's rookie season and how good he was as a rookie, and he did make those around him better, but that's going to be the progression. If we want to say Pettersson is of that ilk, that's the next step that has to happen. We'll see how this season progresses. And as far as some of the younger Canucks go on this team, we saw Jalen Chatfield make his debut for the Vancouver Canucks. And we're going to talk about him here in a second, but he is standing by with Dan Murphy. Take it away, boys.
Jalen, how did you feel about the first 20 minutes of NHL action you've seen?
I feel good. There's a lot of fun out there, and we're up 1-0 right now, and the boys are rolling.
You'd been called up and sent down and called up a number of times as a member of the Canucks, but never got to play. So when they finally gave you word that this was going to be the night, how did it make you feel?
It's all part of the process, going up and down. But they told me this morning, and I was just excited.
Who are you thinking about as you realize this dream this evening?
Honestly, I was just thinking about coming out here and helping the team win and playing good.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
That's Dan Murphy with Jalen Chatfield. This is the Canucks Central at the intermission on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Satyar Shah with Andrew Walker. Canucks leading 1-0 through one period of play. Chatfield, I thought, has looked comfortable. And one thing that has stood out already, watching him here live at the rink walks, he skates really well, and he's not afraid of joining the rush. He made a couple of good plays. He was able to hold the puck in at one play, which led to the Canucks getting the penalty as well, which Pettersson drew. We've seen him be aggressive jumping into the play and transitioning the puck out. We're not going to sit here and go gaga over 20 minutes of play, but I don't think you can ask for a lot more from Jalen Chatfield through 20.
No, I like this first. A couple thoughts. The one thing I was thinking of when Murph is interviewing Chatfield, and this is a real I know there's a lot of negatives, but it's a real negative of COVID. It's too bad that Chatfield's family isn't there for his first game, and who knows, maybe Hoglander's family would have been there for his first game and his first goal. You never know, but obviously that's something that can happen right now. But I like this first frame. I think the Canucks would love for one of their young D, be it Chatfield or Yolevi, or who knows, maybe Rathbone eventually gets his shot, to really be a guy that looks like a regular. And I know people really want Ole Yolevi to succeed, and he wasn't brutal by any stretch through four games, but we've talked about his mobility, and he wasn't playing a whole lot. I will say this, I like Chatfield's game in the first 20 a little more than I've liked Yolevi's. I thought he popped a little more. Now, listen, we're not going to judge this by points and offensive ability. We are going to look at, hey, can they push the pace? And do they make mistakes in their own zone? At the end of the day, for Yolevi and Chatfield, don't get scored on. Move the puck as quick as you can. But, 20 minutes in the books. He certainly didn't look nervous. And I'll admit, I kind of got caught off guard a little bit when it was announced, hey, this is his first NHL game, because it feels like Chatfield's been around forever. Mm-hmm. We've seen him in the preseason. He's been on the transaction page many times, called up and called down, that sometimes you forget, this is his actual first real-life NHL game. Not that Yolevi is that far ahead of him with 4+1 playoff game.
Well, keep in mind, had the Canucks not signed Travis Hamonic, Jalen Chatfield was starting the season in the top six, right? I mean, that was kind of what this team was looking at. Not that they were going to just hand him a spot on this team, especially here in the top six, but had it not worked out that they don't get Travis Hamonic, we would have seen him in game one of the season. It just tells you, what they think of this kid and what opportunity he has here for this team. And, it's also very evident that Travis sees something already from him that you were just mentioning in comparison to Ole Yolevi. And Yolevi is still a defenseman that needs to get a bit quicker. He still has time to figure that stuff out. It's a good progression for him to be on the roster to start this season. He still has a ways to go to be a regular NHL player and, move up the D-core. But we've already seen here Travis play him almost 5 minutes in that first period. Ole Yolevi hasn't played more than 11 minutes in the previous four games that he dressed up. Right now, Jalen Chatfield is on pace to play about 15 minutes. I'm very curious to see what the ice time is like, and that kind of tells you already what Travis feels about his game.
Well, and you listen, more periods like that, and it's going to be the same. There was no reason for Travis Green in any respect to have to shorten his bench or play too much of the matchup game. Everybody, it's amazing, right? After a bad game, it's tough to find a good Canuck. And after a period like that, it was tough to find a bad Canuck. There was a couple of mistakes, but they did the job defensively. Montreal didn't get much. I thought Tyler Myers had a really good period. They were getting the puck to the net. They drew three penalties, which is great. and they get a weight lifted off their shoulder with the power play goal as well. So, yeah, so far so good. And like you said, now it's just a matter of, hey, how do you keep that going and not let Calgary happen again?
Well, I know people love to bag on Tyler Myers. I think he's had a good start to the season. I know he makes mistakes at time, but he looks a bit more comfortable being on this team. He looks a bit more aggressive. He's jumping into the rush. Had a number of shots on goal tonight so far. I like what I'm seeing from Tyler Myers. You know me, man. I've stand Myers for a while. We can talk about the contract all we want, but he's been fine.
Honestly, it's tough to do with anyone after a 1-3 start and everyone getting upset. Tyler Myers is on the short list when we're talking about best Canucks so far. Now, it's not a high bar, and everybody's got to be better, but I agree with you. I've liked Tyler Myers' game early in the season.
Canucks have a 1-0 lead over the Montreal Canadiens through one period of play. Keep sending in your thoughts to our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. Satyar Shah with Andrew Walker. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with a second intermission call coming up on the home of your Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio.
Welcome back inside Rogers Arena. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you as we get set for the start of the second period. The Vancouver Canucks up 1-0 on the Montreal Canadiens on Bo Horvat's second of the year. A power play goal from JT Miller and Quinn Hughes at 11:07 of the first period. So Hirschy, the Canucks are in the same situation they were on Monday, up 1-0 going to the second period. On Monday, things fell apart. How do they avoid that happening tonight?
Well, the good thing is that they get last change, so they can get better matchups, so that helps. But here's the thing. You need shorter shifts, and you can't extend a shift when you're down in the far end and think that, you know what, you're just going to go for one more rush. No, you cannot do that to your teammates, because you get caught in your end, it's a long way to the bench on the long change. So smart changes, and guys on the bench making sure that other guys are accountable in making smart changes. And that's how you avoid getting outshot like they did in Calgary. But this should be different. They're at home and they get last change, which is good.
Canucks in blue will skate from left to right in the second. The Canadians in white will go from right to left as Bo Horvat wins the faceoff from Philip Deneau at center ice. Back to Nate Schmidt at his own line, who turned it over. And here's Deneau into the Vancouver zone. Tried a shot. It was tipped off a stick wide of the net. Thomas Tatar after it in the left corner, leaves for Brendan Gallagher. Gallagher winding to the top of the circle, trying a shot block by Myers, sat loose at the side of the goal, and a good play by Horvat to tie up Tatar so he couldn't get to the rebound as the puck is cleared back out to center ice.
Great eye by you, Brendan. That was Bo Horvat. Did a nice job on Tatar. And playing defense.
Suzuki after it, deep in the Vancouver zone, left corner. Try to pass through the slot, bouncing puck. Pearson couldn't knock it down, and Edmondson dumps it back in from the right point. Drouin after it on the left wing, overskated the puck. Lost it to Niels Hoglander, who plays it out to center. He was hit by Josh Anderson, and his stick broke. So he has to go for a change with the Canadiens' counterattack. Nick Suzuki, top of the left circle, low shot, kicked out by Holtby. Elias Pettersson gets the puck and sends Brock Besser back to center with speed. Besser down the right wing, top of the circle, wanted to shoot, but spins back on the boards, goes to the line for Quinn Hughes, into the high slot. Hughes down the left wing, made a move around Petrie, who pucked the puck away into the corner. JT Miller with it there, fires it across to the right wing wall. It hopped over Besser's stick, and his former teammate Tyler Toffoli finds the puck and clears out to center ice again. Canucks quickly in transition. Besser back in on the right wing. Down the near boards for JT Miller. Miller back to the line. Hamonic with a hard one-timer. He came in late and stepped into that one like Happy Gilmore on the first tee, but sent it wide of the net.
He sure did.
Now here's Toffoli with a partial break down the left wing. Into the Vancouver zone. Shoots and scores. What a snapshot by Tyler Toffoli as Hughes was trying to catch up to him. Toffoli goes bar down on Braden Holtby, and the Canadians tie the game at one.
This is Tyler Toffoli's second or third chance of the hockey game. And we all know whenever you play against your former team, you want to make them pay for not keeping you. All five Canucks get lured over towards the bench side as Quinn Hughes gets checked on the puck, and then Hamonic comes over as well. JT Miller's in there, but that leaves Toffoli on the far blue line all alone. Right-handed shot, he goes in, and when you can see is his stick sees all the right left side of Braden Holtby in the net. And Holtby's not lined up with the puck properly, and it ends up going off the post and in. What a shot by Toffoli, and we're tied at one.
Toffoli's first goal as a Montreal Canadian comes against his former team, the Vancouver Canucks, and the game is tied at one before the second period is 2 minutes old. Canucks get it back into the Canadiens' end. Tyler Mott with a hit on Romanov on the forecheck, but the Habs come back to center anyway. And Jake Evans dumps it left corner for Arturi Lehkonen, dropped it to Brett Kulak, who tried to feed it through the middle. Pass didn't connect. And Mott is able to get it back out to center ice for Vancouver.
And I'm still not sure what Hamonic was doing on that goal. I think maybe he thought Quinn Hughes got checked.
Was going to defend
him. Play and was going to defend him, and there was going to be a whistle. I'm not sure what he was thinking because he came all the way over to that side. That's not his side. And that left Toffoli wide open.
Bo Horvat clears the puck to center. It goes deep into the Montreal zone. Ben Chiarot behind his own net. Rims it around to the far wall. Knocked down by Hoglander. Heels Hoglander. Clears back behind the Canadiens' goal. Brett Kulak to it. Played it up the near side. Philip Deneau sweeps it all the way down. It's icing against the Canadiens. 2:40 elapsed in the second period. The game tied at one. Bo Horvat with the goal for Vancouver in the first period, and then Tyler Toffoli equalized for the Canadiens in the second.
Now, Tyler Toffoli gets a little bit of revenge. That's his third scoring chance of the game. And this is a guy that if you give him time and space, that's what he does. He's a goal scorer. He's like Brock Besser out there. You know, they don't do much else. They play their game, but when the puck is on their stick and they have time, it's in the net.
Toffoli played just 17 games for the Canucks all told between the regular season and the playoffs last year. Had 8 goals and 6 assists in his entire time as a Canuck. Now here's Deneau, left wing into the Vancouver zone, try to pass through the middle. Brendan Gallagher missed it. And the Canucks will counterattack. Nate Schmidt fires it up the right wing for Elias Pettersson. Pettersson hit by Chiarot as he dumped it in. Felt that he'd been interfered with. The two referees keep their arms by their sides as the Habs clear it back into the Vancouver zone.
And Pettersson's been much better in this game. More involved. A little bit of swagger.
Here's Hughes with a burst of speed to the Montreal line. Leaves left point. Tanner Pearson with a hard slap shot. It was partially blocked by Anderson. Now Myers throws it back to the goal off the right wing. That was blocked in front by Chiarot. And Josh Anderson chases it down on the far boards. Anderson plays behind his own net for Chiarot, who's hit by Horvat as he passes near side for Drouin. Jonathan Drouin to center for Josh Anderson. Takes a bump from Travis Hamonic as he dumped it. Green Hughes back to it. Clears around to the far point. Held in by Petrie. Long wrist shot on. Braden Holtby snared it with his glove hand and elected to hold on to the puck. 3:40 elapsed in the second. The Canucks and the Canadiens tied at one at Rogers Arena tonight.
We had a winner in our little made-up contest. The goalie was in the Bruins net when Pavel Bure did the skate to puck breakaway goal in an exhibition game was Scott Bailey. Scott Bailey was a friend of mine, actually. I played against him in junior, and we were the same age, 72 birthday.
Former Spokane Chief, if I'm not mistaken.
Spokane Chief. Don't do the math on the 72 birthday. You'll know how old I am. I'm old.
As the Canucks win the faceoff, we'll move along from that quickly. Not going to touch that version.
Where did it go, Brendan? That's what I'm wondering.
Tyler Mott, left wing, long shot, stopped by Price, led a big rebound out into the slot, but Beagle couldn't get to it, and instead the Canadiens clear to center. Brandon Sutter goes back into his own end for Alex Edler. Out to the near side for Jalen Chatfield, right wing to the red line for Tyler Mott, who deflects it in behind the Montreal net. Joel Edmondson in the near corner, pokes it up the boards for Jesperi Kotkaniemi, goes rink wide onto the right wing. Here's a chance for the Habs. Petrie into the Vancouver zone with a hard wrist shot. He didn't miss by much. Stick side on Holtby. Here come the Canucks the other way, 3-on-1. Tyler Mott down the right wing, shoots and scores! Mott had Schmidt with him in the rush, but looked him off and ripped it past Carey Price to reestablish the lead for the Canucks. They're up 2-1.
Tyler Mott staring down Carey Price 1-on-1. Well, 2-on-1 if you count Schmidt, but he uses Schmidt as a decoy. And he goes down the near side after Petrie missed the net. And that's why you have to hit the net, especially if you're the defenseman jumping up in the rush. And sure enough, that leaves Edmondson all alone on a 2-on-1. Schmidt goes to the net, pretending he's a duck decoy, quacking to the net. And Mott goes 5-hole, and Carey Price. Canucks are up 2-1.
Tyler Mott with his first of the year gives the Canucks the lead back, and they're back to it. Forechecking in the Montreal zone. Gaudette gets it left point for Schmidt. Goes to the right side for Jalen Chatfield. He'll feather it in behind the Canadiens' net. Gaudette was hooked. And actually, it's going to be a penalty against Roussel, excuse me, as he got tangled up with Romanov on the end wall. So Roussel goes to the box, and the Canadians go to the power play just before the five-minute mark of the second period.
That's interesting because Braden Holtby went over to the bench like it was a delayed call in Montreal. That'd be something. Never seen that before. But Roussel definitely, he deserves a two for this. This is interference. You're going to get called on this all the time. And Canucks need to kill one off. Not make this a track meet.
Montreal's power play is 4 for 10 to start the year. So my quick math skills tell me that's 40%, Hershey.
Ah, nice.
Fifth in the NHL coming into the game tonight, and they win the faceoff here. Suzuki with a high wrist shot off the right wing. It goes over the net, spins around the near glass, and Shea Weber can't hold into the line as the Canadians have to retreat into their own end.
Not only are you good at math, your key was genius today when you said the Montreal defense would step up. Canucks are getting all sorts of odd man rushes.
Habs have it back in the Vancouver end. You said it, not me.
Well,
as Weber tried to go D to D to Petrie, and it comes back out to center.
I tried to give you some love. Just take it. Say thank you.
Thank you, Hershey. Now here's Suzuki, plays it in front. Toffoli scores again. Suzuki off the left wing, played it to the back door. Tyler Toffoli didn't have to do anything but put his stick on the ice as he tips it past Holtby for his second of the period, and the game is tied at two.
Now, the one thing you and I didn't have in our keys was the penalty kill, and it has been dreadful. That's the eighth power play goal of the year on 22 chances against. And this puck, it's too easy to enter the zone. Hamonic steps up, and no one covers for him. Schmidt lays down on the ice. Suzuki comes down low with the puck, and Tyler Toffoli just goes to the back door. He's a right-handed shot. He goes to the far side. Suzuki's got a two-on-one on Schmidt. Schmidt lays down. Suzuki puts the puck underneath him, and it's a tap-in for Toffoli. And no chance for Holtby. We're tied at two.
Toffoli's second of the game. Canadiens' power play is now 1-for-1 tonight. And the game is tied at two. Bo Horvat back to the puck in his own end to our left. Banks it near corner for Travis Hamonic. Hamonic through the middle for Tanner Pearson. Drops it to Horvat with speed to center. Banks it up the left wing into the Montreal zone. But Joel Edmondson gets it out the other way. Philip Deneau leaves for Ben Chiarot at center. Then for Brendan Gallagher. Dumps it cross ice into the left corner of the Vancouver zone. Hamonic back to it. Shields the puck. Gets it free for Horvat. He'll pass to center for Hoglander. Onto the left wing for Hughes, joining the rush. Hughes stops up inside the Montreal line. Log slap shot to the net, and Carey Price made a nice glove save and holds for the whistle. 6:06 elapsed in the middle frame. The Canucks and the Canadians are tied at two here on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. 6:06 gone in the second. The Canucks and the Canadians tied at two. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch back with you tonight at Rogers Arena. Don't forget that you can still purchase your online 50-50 tickets for tonight's draw. Play from home and help support the Canucks for Kids Fund. Go to Canucks.com/online5050. I should correct myself, Hershey. I said it was Tyler Mott's first goal of the season, and it's actually his second of the year.
Yeah, he did score another one. That is true. Don't take him away. He doesn't get that many, Brendan.
As a puck tips off a stick and into the Vancouver bench, right off a faceoff in the Montreal zone to our right. So a busy start to this middle frame.
Well,
as we've just passed the six-minute mark, and already there have been three goals in the period, two for Montreal and one for Vancouver.
Yeah, and so for my money, until Hamonic gets up to speed, I don't know what's going on there. That's on the penalty kill, and even on the first goal, that's his fault.
Pettersson does a good job picking off a pass of the Montreal line, carries behind the Canadiens' goal, now brings it right corner. Back to the line for Myers. Now to the left point for Hughes. Saucer pass far wall for JT Miller. Couldn't settle it, and instead Kotkaniemi gets it back to center. Up the right wing for Armia. Armia to the far corner for Kotkaniemi. Now back to the line, Shea Weber. Hard slap shot, but Holtby saw it all the way. As Toffoli couldn't get in front of him to screen the shot from the line, and the Vancouver goaltender makes the save and holds on.
Well, that would not be good. I'm going to knock on wood when I'm saying Toffoli with looking for his third goal. Jacob Markstrom shot out the Canucks the other night. Toffoli already two here tonight. It is early, but former player sticking it to the Canucks early in the season. Tanev had eight blocks in Calgary, too, as well. But
in the first game, yeah.
You know, give the guys a chance. You can't keep everybody forever, and I understand that.
Jay Beagle with a defensive zone faceoff win. Jalen Chatfield gets it near side. Played it up the boards to Brandon Sutter. He can't clear. Nate Schmidt helps out, and now Beagle gets it to center and chops it into the Montreal end to our right. Beagle on the forecheck. Hit Romanov in the corner. Sutter gets it loose to the line. Chatfield with a long wrist shot. That almost fooled Price, as there was good traffic in front of the net, and the Montreal goaltender held it out.
Well, wouldn't that be something, your first goal career against Carey Price from the point?
Mott trying to work the cycle in the half zone. Lost the puck, and Arturi Lehkonen scampers to center. Try to pass through the middle. That's knocked down by Tyler Myers, as he'll set up the breakout from his own zone. Myers with a stretch pass. Left wing for Beagle into the Canadian zone. Beagle throws it onto the right wing for Brandon Sutter. Banks it behind the Montreal goal. It comes to Romanov, far side for the Habs, and he'll fire it through the middle to center for Arturi Lehkonen. Lehkonen dumps it right corner. Josh Anderson took it off a ricochet on the inboards. Tried a snapshot that hit the outside of the net. And Quinn Hughes takes the puck for Vancouver. Almost to the 8-minute mark, second period. The Canucks and the Canadians tied at 2 tonight at Rogers Arena. Elias Pettersson down the right wing into the Montreal zone. He's stripped of the puck by Nick Suzuki, who turns it over through the middle to Brock Besser. Tried a long wrist shot, and Petrie blocked it from close range. Pettersson in the right corner, cycles behind the net for JT Miller, then to the left wing half-boards for Besser. Again for Miller below the goal line. He'll spin it to the right point. Tyler Myers after it there. Dumps it back in. Miller in the right wing corner. Hit by Petrie. Lost the puck. Joel Edmondson to it instead. Can't clear. Turned it over to Besser. Besser goes back to the left point for Quinn Hughes. Dances around Anderson on the wall. Anderson got his stick in. Knocked the puck free. But JT Miller is there to help out. Plays it down the boards. And now Petrie is able to get it to center as the Canucks dump it back in and get a complete line change.
Well, I like that good shift from the Canucks. Relentless forechecking.
Here's a 3-on-2 chance for Vancouver. Horvat down the right wing. Trying to backhand pass through the middle. Blocked by Petrie, who tipped it behind the net. He and Horvat will battle for it in the left corner. Hoglander gets it free to Pearson, who tipped it back to the line for Nate Schmidt. Schmidt dumps it right corner. Niels Hoglander with it on the boards. Turned it over to Brendan Gallagher, who gave it back to him. And Hoglander dumps it back in behind the Canadiens' net. Carey Price out of the goal to handle. Far corner for Petrie. Threw it up the boards. It's swept back to the net by Nate Schmidt from the left point. And Price is content to smother it and get the whistle. 8:57 elapsed in the second period. A 2-2 tie between the Canucks and the Canadiens. Vancouver is out shooting Montreal 15-13.
Well, a bit of a frustrated Canucks team. JT Miller went back to the bench using obscenities that I've only heard in the locker room before. Well,
you never heard them on the ice back in your day?
That is not true. Well, I've heard them everywhere, but let's not talk about that. But they weren't pretty, and he is not happy.
Canucks win the faceoff. Hughes with a shot from the left point that hit a skate and rolled wide to the corner. Tatar after it on the near side, clears to the line, not out. Hamonic across to Hughes, long wrister from the left point. And again, Price had to track that one through some good traffic. Canucks doing a better job getting bodies to the front of the net. And they've had a couple of near misses on long point shots.
They really have. And they are getting some good action going and some shifts that are creating some pressure and momentum against the Montreal Canadiens. And this is what they need. They need to be able to get some sustained pressure for some confidence. But we have not seen much of this Gaudette, Roussel, Vertanen line this evening. And they are out there right now.
Offensive zone face-off to the right of Carey Price. Gaudette loses the draw to Kotkaniemi. Back to Sherratt. He played it up the boards. Gaudette knocked it down. Sherratt plays it through again. This time Kotkaniemi gets it and brings it to center through the middle. He's knocked down by Vertanen. He's maybe lucky he wasn't called for tripping, and here come the Canucks the other way. Nate Schmidt in the rush. Try to pass left wing for Gaudette that went off his skate, and he's got to chase it deep into the Canadian zone. Jalen Chatfield pinching down the near wall. Tried to get the puck deep, but lost it to Toffoli. He'll send it for Armia up the right wing. Long wrist shot, toe saved by Holtby. Rebound for Kotkaniemi going to the net, and Holtby held that out as well. Good second opportunity for the young Canadian center, as Adam Gaudette carries to the red line and clears the puck into the Canadian zone.
Well, Jake Vertanen was back-checking.
Now behind the play, we've got a penalty.
As the Canadiens penalty, number 15, minor penalty on sportsmanlike conduct.
Touch the puck, and I don't know what happened with Kotkaniemi. He might have said something to the referee behind the play, but either way, he sent the Canucks to their fourth power play of the hockey game.
Now, that's good for the Canucks, and they're going to get another chance here on the power play. I was saying Jake Vertanen was on the back check, and he was able to just get a stick on the Canadiens player, so he couldn't get a good shot off a rebound from Holtby. But well, we are halfway through this game. Shots, and the game's pretty even. 2-2 shots are 16-15 for the Canucks, and they're on the power play.
And they control off the draw in the Montreal zone to our right. Quinn Hughes, left point, down the far wall for JT Miller. Miller with it in the left corner. Passes across, right circle. Pedersen wanted to shoot, didn't have a lane. Back to the line for Hughes. Left circle Miller, then for Hughes. Now to the right wing for Pedersen. Stick handling with it. Pedersen retreats to the boards. Then for Hughes. Left wing Miller. Back to Pedersen. Right circle, pass to the back door. Besser couldn't tip it home, and Pedersen gets it again in the near corner. Elias Pedersen shielding the puck from Edmondson on the boards. Wriggles away up the wall and goes rink wide to the left wing for JT Miller. Steps into a hard slap shot and he fired it over the goal. Bounced off a stanchion back into the slot. Horvat played it to the line and Hughes couldn't hold in as the Canucks have to regroup in the neutral zone.
That was a bomb from JT Miller. Didn't miss by much.
Here come the Canucks again. Besser left wing into the Canadian zone. Delays on the boards. Back to the line for JT Miller. Watched by Arturi Lehkonen. Miller drops it to Horvat. Back to Hughes. Top of the point. Wrist shot hit a skate. Was going wide to the net anyway. And Pedersen recovers it near boards. Again to the line for Hughes. Back to Pedersen. Right wing half wall. Then to Hughes at the line. Hughes, long wrist shot. That was tipped wide to the net by Horvat. Ends up behind the goal. Besser digs it loose for Miller right corner. Then back up the near boards for Pedersen. Pedersen. Down low for JT Miller. 45 seconds left in the power play. So Horvat back to the line. Hughes, one time drive stop by Price. Rebound in front. Besser scores! The Canucks get their second power play goal of the night as Brock Besser shovels it home on the backhand, and it's 3-2 Vancouver with 8:47 left in the second.
Well, someone sent out an APB for the power play before tonight's game, and they found it. And this puck gets moved around extremely well by the Canucks, and the Canadians have a very passive penalty kill. And if they've watched other teams, that does not work when you're playing the Vancouver Canucks. You give these guys time to make plays, they'll make them. And this is Miller to Hughes on the point, a one-timer. And Carey Price spits out a rebound to the slot. Brock Besser goes backhand, blocker side. And the Canucks are up 3-2 with their second power play goal.
Third of the year for Brock Besser after he scored twice in the season opener in Edmonton. And here come the Canucks again into the Montreal zone. Tyler Mott driving through the middle, got it to the end boards. Romanov plays D to D to the near side for Kulak. And he'll get it out to center for Jonathan Drouin. Drouin tried to pass. But lost the puck. Canadians have to chase it back into their own end. Romanov with it. For Drouin, far side, played it off the boards to center. Knocked down by Nate Schmidt, who drives back in through the middle and clears it into the Canadian zone.
And Carey Price looking very un-Carey Price-like this evening. Big rebounds, missing tips. And he got scored on another one, but it was knocked down with a high stick. And Canucks need to take advantage of this. You don't get too many nights like that on Carey Price.
Bo Horvat. Skates onto a puck, right corner in the Montreal zone, is knocked down by Toffoli near side. The Canadiens come to center, chance for a two-on-one. Here's Evans down the left wing. He has Byron, gives it to him, and he hit the goalpost from the right circle. Nice pass from Evans across to Byron, who beat Holtby but not the pipe. And it's still 3-2 for the Canucks. Shea Weber fires a long shot wide of the net. Ben Chiarot gets it left wing boards. Chiarot on the cycle. Gets it onto the end wall. Byron tried to center for Evans. Pass was blocked by Myers. It comes loose to Hughes, and he'll lift it high in the air and out to center ice. Well,
that's the one thing you don't want to do. You don't want to start giving up odd man rushes and getting a track meet. Don't give Montreal a chance.
As the puck goes out of play on the near side, 7:12 left in the second. It's the Canucks 3 and the Canadians 2 on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Fear's a funny thing.
Wednesday's best dramas
has a tendency to bring out the very best.
On City TV.
People who stand steady.
I'm not abandoning them.
Chicago Med.
Who hold on to each other.
Fire.
When this community calls, we respond.
And run into the fear.
And PD.
Takes a lot of guts to stand up for what you believe.
Chicago Med. Fire. And PD. All new episodes. Wednesdays on City TV. Or stream live and free at citytv.com.
You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and along the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. Canucks lead the Canadians 3-2 with 7:12 left in the second period. Vancouver goals from Bo Horvat, Tyler Mott, and Brock Besser. Tyler Toffoli has both goals for the visiting Montreal Canadiens. Face off of the Vancouver zone to our left in the near circle. GT Miller to take it. Nick Suzuki is thrown out of the draw, so Jonathan Drouin will step in instead. And
Andrew Lamb wins it to Suzuki. Now to the left point for Ben Sherratt. Sherratt tried a shot. It bounced off Josh Anderson's skate and wide of the net. And Miller gets it free for the Canucks. Stretches it to center for Pedersen. Puck was rolling on him. Would have been a two-on-one with him and Besser, but he couldn't settle it. Tipped it in deep instead, and now the Canadians will regroup and bring it to center. Sherratt up the right wing for Drouin. Tips it in deep. Goes after it on the forecheck right corner. Nate Schmidt hits him into the end boards. Kamenik gets it loose. Goes back right wing to center for Pedersen. Elias Pedersen into the Canadian zone. Fell in the near boards. Tried to pass far side. It was well behind Brock Besser. And it's back to center for Vancouver.
And this is the most aggressive and best I've seen Drouin play for Montreal, Brendan. And they've been had troubles traded from Tampa for Sergachev. But he seems involved. He's got good speed. He's a good skilled player. That's probably the reason Montreal's had success.
Now here's Gaudette. Picks off a pass in the slot. Montreal zone. Couldn't get a shot. Vertanen followed up and tried to throw it to the net. Joel Edmondson blocked it. And the Canadians get it out to center ice. Quinn Hughes back to it in his own end. Banks it left wing to center. Gaudette tips it in deep. And Vertanen is first after it on the forecheck. Thomas Tatar back to it. Pasted into the end boards by Vertanen. Now a puck goes over the glass and out of play on the near side with 6:01 left in the middle frame. And the Canucks leading by a goal. It's 3-2.
Yeah, I just was talking about Drouin. He's got three assists in three games. And that's a they've needed him. They've needed him to step up. He's a high pick, a high-skilled player. Traded for Sergachev from Tampa Bay. And Sergachev went on to win a Stanley Cup with Tampa last year. And Drouin needed a big start. And so far, I just like his engagement level.
Horvat won the faceoff, but Pearson missed the puck. Brendan Gallagher gets it instead, and here he is with speed. Right wing into the Vancouver zone. Gallagher settles and shoots. He hit the outside of the net with his shot from the right circle. Now Evans throws it back to the goal off the left wing, and Braden Holtby again makes a good save and makes sure there isn't a rebound. 5:49 left in the second. It's the Canucks 3 and the Canadians 2 on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Make sure to play tonight's online 50-50 raffle. Go to Canucks.com/online5050 to enter. Sales close at 9:30 tonight. Must be 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it. Tonight's jackpot estimated to reach $100,000. Canucks lead the Canadians 3-2 with just under 6 minutes left in the second period tonight in Vancouver. Battle for the puck in the near corner in the Vancouver zone to our left. Brendan Gallagher gets it free and fires a hot shot for the left circle over the net of Braden Holtby. Puck bounces up the far wall. Alexander Romanov holds into the right point, played it down the wall. It tipped off a stick into the slot, but Travis Hamonic gets it, feeds to center for Brandon Sutter. Sutter through the middle, into the Montreal zone, left wing for Jay Beagle, drops it to Nate Schmidt. He'll dump it behind the goal. And Beagle goes after it on the forecheck, gets it right corner. For Sutter on the cycle behind the net. Sutter in the near corner, tied up by Evans. Looked like he felt he'd been hooked. Now Beagle has a backhand chance from in front and sent it wide. Mott gets it behind the goal, again to the line for Hamonic, right point. Travis Hamonic dumps it in. Beagle battling with Kulak left corner, and Kulak's going to get a penalty here for interfering with the forechecking Vancouver forward. Holding is the decision from referee Brad Meyer, and the Canucks will get their fifth power play of the game with 4:58 left in the second, as a couple of players have to be separated in front of the benches on the far wall.
A very undisciplined game for the Montreal Canadiens. Fifth power play to the Canucks one. And this is just hard work by Jay Beagle. But you draw penalties when you're moving your feet, Brendan. And this is what we haven't seen from the Canucks in the last couple games. We saw it in the first period in Calgary. After that, we didn't see it. And when you move your feet and you're hard to play against and you're relentless on the forecheck, you draw penalties. And sure enough, Canucks are going back on the power play.
Vancouver 2-for-4 on the man advantage tonight after going 0-for-15 in the first four games of the season. Faceoff in the Montreal zone to our right in the far circle. Horvat is thrown out of the draw, so JT Miller will step in opposite Nick Suzuki. And Suzuki wins it back to the corner. Sherratt with it there, rimmed it around to the near side. Pedersen has it top of the right circle. Made a move away from Armia, gets it down the boards for Horvat, back to the line for Hughes, across to the left circle. JT Miller passes back door. Horvat was going to the net. He couldn't tip it home as he was tied up by Shea Weber, who's lost his stick. He gets one from Armia. Canucks have it down low. Armia could have broken up the pass, didn't have a stick, but instead Suzuki's able to find it and send it down, and the Canadian penalty killers can get a change.
Oh, Bo Horvat had a tap in at the back door. Shea Weber didn't have a stick, but somehow got curled up and tangled with Horvat. and he wasn't able to get the shot off, or it would be 4-2 for Vancouver right now.
1:20 left in the Canuck power play. 4:15 left in the second period. Vancouver leads 3-2. Elias Pettersson dumps it into the Montreal zone again. Shea Weber from behind his own net slaps it around the boards far side, but Hughes batted it out of midair and held it into the point.
Oh, nice play by Hughes.
Now here's Hughes down the left wing wall, hit by Weber, and Arturi Lehkonen clears for Montreal.
Oh, great play by Hughes to keep it in, but all for naught as the Canadians get it and throw it down the ice. But it's good to see the power play feeling confident, little swagger, moving it around.
Quinn Hughes at his own line with a spinorama move away from Paul Byron, throws it right wing to center for Jake Virtanen, who dumps it into the Canadian zone. Carey Price out of his goal to handle. Hoglander after him on the forecheck, nearly forced a turnover, but the Canadians get it down again with just 30 seconds left in the Vancouver man advantage.
We haven't seen Carey Price handle the puck very much. He's one of the best puck handling goalies in the National Hockey League, and he just showed it right there with a nice little outplay.
Adam Gaudette to center. Nice pass left wing for Hoglander in space. Drops it back top of the point for Nate Schmidt, who's tied up by Suzuki. And here come the Canadians shorthanded. Suzuki through the middle takes a pass from Armia going to the net. And a great back check by Jake Virtanen prevented him from getting a shot. Now the Canucks are back the other way. 3-on-2 with just 5 seconds left in the power play. Tanner Pearson into the Montreal zone. Passes left circle. Virtanen threw it back to the back door. And Gaudette just tipped it wide as Kulak steps out of the box. Now Schmidt from the right point. Tried to hold it in, lost it. Here's Suzuki with a partial break down the left wing. Suzuki into the Vancouver zone. Couldn't get a clean shot away as Gaudette hassled him on the back check, and his backhander was turned aside by Braden Holtby.
Hoglander was out there with Pearson and Gaudette at one point, and I like that. I like Hoglander. I'd like to see him with Gaudette a little bit.
As the Canadians come back to center, Toffoli across the Vancouver line. Hard slap shot, right circle, went wide of the net. Karams around the end boards all the way back to center on the near side. Kotkaniemi dropped it to Kulak in his own zone. Cleared to the line, not out. Sutter held in. It goes back in behind the Montreal net. Tyler Mott after it. Gets it free from Kulak. Left point for Hamonic. Just held in. Down the far boards for Brandon Sutter. Sutter makes a move around Kulak, trying to drive the goal. A poke check by Price. Sutter gets it again behind the net. Now to the right point for Chatfield. Left side Hamonic. Long drive. Kulak blocked it in front. And Kotkaniemi will get it right wing to center for Toffoli, who dumps it into the Canucks zone.
Brandon, we're seeing the Canucks get a lot more into the dirty areas in front of Montreal, in front of the goalie Carey Price, and they're making it hard for him. It's been a much different Canucks team.
1:45 left in the second. Vancouver leads Montreal 3-2. Canadians regrouping in their own end. Philip Deneau plays it up the left wing. Here's Thomas Tatar in stride across the Vancouver line. Going to the goal plate. Into the back door. They score. Brendan Gallagher to the net. Set up by Tatar. And the Canadians tie the game at 3 with 1:35 left in the middle frame.
Well, this is just straight speed from the Montreal Canadiens. And a nice little play. A breakout pass. Cross ice. And this breakout pass gets past Pettersson. And then it's speed down the wing from Gallagher. And Tatar just feeds a nice little sauce pass over the stick of Jalen Chatfield. Gallagher's a right-handed shot. Puck goes back door. And Braden Holtby has no chance. As Quinn Hughes was cheating offensively a little bit. And that gave Gallagher the chance to get around him with speed and get to the net. And it's 3-3.
First of the year for Brendan Gallagher, who finished last season tied for first on the Canadiens in goals. He scored 22, as did Thomas Tatar, who set him up on that one. Now the game is tied at 3. Ben Chiarot with a shot left point in the Vancouver zone, hit the outside of the net, and Arturi Lehkonen gets it left corner. Lehkonen battling with Myers, rims it behind the Canuck net. It rolls around to the far side. Jake Evans with it there. Back to the line for Shea Weber. Down the far boards for Evans. Cycles it to Lehkonen behind the net. Arturi Lehkonen trying to skate out the near side, knocked down by Gaudette. Virtanen in to get the puck as we enter the final minute of the second, and the Canucks are back in possession. Quinn Hughes has time and space, plays a stretch pass left wing to center for Virtanen across the Montreal line. Virtanen throws on the brakes, cycles it behind the net. Gaudette takes it on the inboards, tries to spin away from Armia, but lost the puck, and Chiarot gets it back for the Canadiens. Chiarot through the middle for Kotkaniemi, now to center for Armia into the Vancouver zone. Fanned on a wrist shot. Nate Schmidt gets it loose for Pettersson. He'll go right wing to center for JT Miller. Miller dumps it in from the attacking blue line. Goes after Joel Edmondson on the forecheck. Edmondson gets it loose. Toffoli lifts it off the glass and out to center. And Schmidt has to go back to it in his own end. Now Schmidt with a stretch pass up the left wing. Besser couldn't settle it. Kotkaniemi got it instead. for Edmondson, who tried to fire it up the left wing for Toffoli. It rolls in on Holtby. He'll steer it to the near corner where Chatfield finds it. He's hit hard by Kotkaniemi, but got it free for Pedersen. 5 seconds left in the period. Schmidt to the Montreal line, leaves for Pedersen, walks through the middle. They won't have time to shoot as the horn sounds to bring an end to the second. A busy middle frame that featured 5 goals, 3 of them for Montreal, 2 of them for Vancouver, and the game is tied at 3 after 40 minutes.
Yeah, Canucks are going to have to get better in their second periods. Another dreadful one, 3 goals against. Fortunately for them, they got 2 back themselves, but third period's coming up. We're tied. Should be a good one.
Time now for instant intermission analysis. Let's join Satyar Shah and Andrew Walker.
Breaking down the game after 2 periods. This is Canucks Central at the intermission on the official home of the Canucks. Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Plays it up the left wing. Here's Thomas Tatar in stride across the Vancouver line. Going to the goal plate. Into the back door. They score. Brendan Gallagher to the net. Set up by Tatar. And the Canadiens tie the game at 3 with 1:35 left in the middle frame.
This is Canucks Central at the intermission. A very lively second period. Tied at 3. Satyar Shah with Andrew Walker here on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. You can always chime into our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. That was a fun period, Walks, but one where the Canucks failed to build on the lead they had heading into the period. It's 3-3. This game is still up for grabs, of course, in the third, but defensive breakdowns have yet again come back to haunt the Canucks, as well as, of course, the PK. They did get another power play goal, so they have 2 power play goals on the night, which is a positive. But the PK and breakdowns did them in that period.
Yeah, it's interesting. Hey, if this was an 82-game season and this was, you know, the middle of January game and Montreal Canadiens are in town, we would be having a great time with this one. And we are. It's a great game. It feels a little different knowing that the Canucks could really use a win to get this market off their backs a little bit. So every goal that goes in feels like a bit of a dagger, but it's up for grabs. There's some good signs. Montreal plays with a lot of counterattack speed, and you can kind of swap one line for the next, and, you know, out comes Suzuki, and then there's Tatar, and there's Gallagher, and then there's Drouin, and they attack. So they can transition in a heartbeat, and at times the Canucks can have some trouble with that, and we've seen some missed assignments and 3 tap-ins basically for the Montreal Canadiens. I mean, the one Toffoli shot was a really good one, but he was in all alone. So some good signs, some bad signs. We can breathe a sigh of relief with the power play. The penalty kill has work to do, though.
Oh, absolutely. The PK, it's still problematic. Now, the Habs, like you mentioned, are a team that are very opportunistic and take advantage. Antoine Roussel, now we can debate whether that penalty should have been called or not, but the reality here, Walks, is the Canucks have had plenty of power play opportunities, and it's not like the Habs have been getting a steady stream of power plays anyway, so as much as you might want to complain about it or not, it's not like you've been shorthanded a lot tonight, and the one time they go down a man, they allow a goal.
Yeah, I know everyone wants to jump on Roussel. Hasn't been the greatest start of the season to him. I know that, you know, in our pregame show, Corey Hirsch was saying he's lost some patience in Roussel as well. What are you bringing to the table? So I know a lot of people wanted to jump on him because he's in the box in the offensive end, mind you, when the Canadiens score on that power play. I didn't like that call. I thought it was really soft, but at the same time, power plays are, like you said, pretty heavily weighted for the Vancouver Canucks right now. And unfortunately, you know how it works in the NHL. One team, it never seems like they get too far ahead in terms of the penalties. So, you know, Vancouver had to be on their best behavior to avoid going to the box. And, yeah, I didn't love that one. I'm not gonna put the pitchfork into Roussel for that call. But, man, the penalty kill's got to step up and kill one of these.
Well, absolutely. And I know that Tyler Toffoli used to play for the Vancouver Canucks, but it'd be really well for the Canucks to defend him as if he's no longer part of the team. That would be a good idea.
It's funny, right? Like, especially working sports radio, sometimes there's like this built-in storyline, there's this built-in narrative, and you want the Canucks to win, you want them to play well, but you know something's going to come up. And if I was a betting man, actually I am a betting man, but I didn't bet on this game, I would have bet on Tyler Toffoli to make an impact. It just, it just that's what happens right now with this team and this market and everyone wanting to dunk. And yeah, listen, Toffoli with his first two as a Montreal Canadian, and that's not going to make people happy in this town at Jim Benning, especially if Montreal comes back to win this. And we can talk about this in the postgame show. We'll see how this game goes. But the Toffoli $4 million and two goals coupled with another bit of a ghosting from Jake Virtanen, you got to lump those two together, and I know a lot of people will. So, again, 20 minutes to go, but we'll see.
Well, and, you know, we get a lot of texts that come into our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. This one unsigned, but this person texts in every time the Canucks lose, and it's like, fire this guy, fire that guy, scratch this guy, scratch that guy.
Yeah.
Now, before this game began, to give him credit, he said, watch Toffoli get a hat trick. Well, he's one away from Toffoli getting a hat trick, but then he follows it up by saying, hey, scratch Pettersson the next game for Louis Eriksson, which, like, come on, all right.
Block that guy. Block that guy from the text line.
It's okay. You can send your thoughts in. You can be part of the show. It's fine. You can keep texting in. That's not a problem. But Pettersson had a really good first period and then visibly upset, frustrated again in that second period, especially after that last power play the Canucks had. He goes off the ice, and I'm keeping a close eye on him. He drops a loud expletive going to the bench, slams his stick. You can tell he puts his head down, visibly upset at the fact that he's not getting clean looks. He's not handling the puck cleanly. And after that first, which we both thought he had a really good first period, created opportunities, drew penalties, that line was buzzing. And it's not like he's been bad, but now he's trying to force things. And it's like he's trying to do too much. Now he's getting frustrated again. And he doesn't have a point on the board tonight. The effort's been there. Now he's dashed two, although I wouldn't blame the second goal that happened here where Quinn Hughes allows Gallagher to beat him to score to make it 3-3. But Pettersson needs something to go his way, Walks, because he's getting more and more frustrated each time it's not going his way.
Yep. And isn't it amazing? I think at every level of hockey, you know, confidence and the, you know, the puck following you around. And for Pettersson, it's just, like you said, it's not clean looks. He makes a good read on the one, kind of picks off a pass, and then it goes off his stick into the corner. He gets a good chance on Carey Price, and Price makes a save. It's not coming easy for Pettersson. I think he's done some pretty nice work in battles on the power play, getting possession on the half wall and then moving it up, and that's led to a couple goals. He's still drawing penalties. There's a lot of good there from Pettersson, but yeah, truly, visibly, he's obviously a little frustrated that things aren't as easy for him as they normally are. All you can do is be on the right side of the puck and put your head down and work through it. That's all you can do.
A lot of reaction to our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. This one unsigned, three horrible defensive plays, three goals by the Canadians. Two-thirds of those, extremely poor plays by Travis Hamonic. And, you know, on the first goal Toffoli scores, I'm not sure what both defensemen were doing on the same side, right? And Hamonic was a guilty party as well. Toffoli just gets a free look, goes in, and he buries it. Hamonic, and I know he didn't have training camp with this team, right? Had a tough year last year, and he's trying to find his legs like a lot of players are. But it's been a very unimpressive five-game start here for Travis Hamonic as a Canuck.
Yeah, it's been a struggle, and he has not been good. And if this was it, right, if this was the entire bill of goods, it would kind of be a, hey, like, let's return to sender. Let's see if we can get a refund on this guy. But here's the problem with a lot of aspects, I think, of this game and this season, is that it's still tough to judge fully, completely, 100% when this would still be the preseason. And even more so for Travis Hamonic, who, hey, when he played his first game with the Canucks, he had had two practices, right? He has not been good, but I feel there must be more to offer. And when you look at these goals, they feel very working out the Kings preseason goals. Toffoli gets left alone. I kind of thought that maybe the Canucks thought the play was going to be blown dead when Quinn Hughes got hit into the boards. And so Tyler Myers goes over, everyone shifts, and then there's Toffoli left all alone. Hamonic makes a bad read at the top of the zone on the power play goal. And then the third one, I think Jalen Chatfield was inching towards changing, and then it's kind of, they don't get the puck deep, so it's turned up, and then he's kind of caught in no man's land. Again, I think middle of the season, I think most of these chances against just don't happen. The problem is it is only 56 games, and the games count for full, so you can't necessarily use the preseason excuse. But I think a lot of it is a preseason type of mentality right now.
This is Canucks Central at the intermission. Satyar Shah with Andrew Walker on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Canucks and Habs tied at 3 through 40 minutes of play. And you're right. I mean, those defensive breakdowns should be less frequent as we get through the season here. But as far as the rest of this game goes, we saw Alex Edler leave about 4 or 5 minutes into the second period. Has not returned.
Yeah.
He's a low ice time getter so far for the Vancouver Canucks. Just over 7 minutes. And I know Edler's not the same guy he used to be, but it is still a bit of a loss here. Very curious to see if Alex Edler does return here for the third period, but injuries have been a big part of Alex Edler the past few years, and it seems like he is dealing with something already.
For sure, man. It's tough. It's tough, and at the same time, it is predictable. You hope that, you know, Alex Edler could have made it through the first 25 or 30 before getting bogged down with stuff like this. It's one of the reasons, and again, I know he hasn't been terrific tonight and so far as a Canuck, but it's one of the reasons that they had to sign Travis Hamonic. It's one of the reasons that, boy, you really hope that one of Ulevi or Chatfield or maybe a Rathbone can play and be a regular, because you really like the look of the Canucks D when Myers and Edler and Hughes and Schmidt are all healthy. But you knew this day was coming. Unfortunately, it comes in game number 5, where someone's going to miss a little bit of time. Hopefully, Edler's okay. But yeah, it's. I want to say it's tough. I want to say it's devastating. But the problem is, it's always been a little bit predictable with him and Chris Tanev.
It puts pressure on the rest of the defense. Travis Hamonic, who we mentioned, can't make mistakes in the third period, and Jalen Chatfield, who is now over 9.5 minutes of ice time so far. How much does Travis Green lean on? Over 10 minutes, actually. Excuse me. Over 10 minutes of ice time so far. You know, he had just about 5 in the first, has about 5 in the second here. Does Travis lean on him a bit more? And it is interesting to see that so far we have seen Chatfield play just as much as Travis Hamonic has. And I will be curious to see here, Walks, how Travis works his defense, because Chatfield didn't really do anything in that second period to dissuade us from his start, which was pretty good in the first.
Yeah, he was caught a little out of position on the third goal. I think he was going off for a change, but I haven't minded this game at all. He's moving well. He gives them an element of, you know, transition play. I've liked him so far. Obviously, Travis Green does as well, so we'll see how he does in the third. All in all, though, I would say, hey, if I were to tell you, if we could play this game, if I were to tell you, in a game that the Canucks need to have, they'll come out, they'll be pretty good, they're going to score a couple power play goals, it's going to be 3-3 going into the third, you probably would have taken that. We'll see if they can, you know, pull this one out. They really need a point or two tonight.
Yeah, they certainly do. They still have an opportunity here to still close out this game. Great first period, second period, well, the Habs did push back, and that's to be expected from the Habs and how opportunistic they are, as you mentioned. And, you know, to go over what transpired in that period, we did see Tyler Mott give the Canucks a 2-1 lead, unassisted goal, so it's nice to see Tyler Mott now up to 2 tallies on the season. We mentioned Tyler Toffoli scoring another goal to make it 2-2, then Brock Besser on the power play from Bo Horvat and Quinn Hughes before Brendan Gallagher tied it at 1-1. So I will say this, Walks, quickly, we got to get out here, but the power play, that's a really nice silver lining so far in this game.
Yeah, and keep your eye on, we'll see how the lines shake out eventually. Keep your eye on Tyler Mott to maybe fight his way into a bit more of a scoring role this season. He can skate, and he can finish, man. We saw it in the playoffs. We saw it again tonight. Keep your eye on that going forward.
And they'll need more finish in the third period. Tied at 3, Habs and Canucks. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with the third period on the home of your Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Welcome back inside Rogers Arena. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you as the Vancouver Canucks and Montreal Canadiens are tied at 3. And some not-so-great news for Vancouver, Hershey, as Alex Edler is done for the night. The team tweeting out moments ago, he sustained an upper body injury. He only played 4 shifts in the second period, a total of a minute and 37 seconds of ice time. So Edler's done for the night. The Canucks are down to 5 defensemen the rest of the way.
Yeah, I'd like to see where that happened. But, yeah, we didn't see him too much down the stretch. We saw a lot of Hughes and Schmidt and didn't see Edler. So, well, that makes sense now. But that doesn't matter. Canucks go down to 5 defensemen. Jalen Chatfield, playing in his first NHL hockey game, is going to get a lot more ice time coming up. And he's going to have to be good if the Canucks want to win in this third period.
As it looks like Edler might have come away slowly from a hit that he took from Arturi Lehkonen on the forecheck back in that second period. Either way, he's done for the night. It's 3-3 here as the Canucks win the faceoff and dump it in on Carey Price, who smothers it. Vancouver wearing blue will skate from right to left in the third period. The Canadians in white will go from left to right.
All right, now the shots are pretty even after two. The Canucks have 20. Montreal has 19. I've got the scoring chances at 9 apiece. So a pretty even hockey game.
Canucks would certainly like to tighten up defensively after giving up 3 goals to the Canadians in the second period. Here they come into the Montreal zone. Hoglander with a one-time slap shot for the left circle, partially blocked by Sherratt. Didn't miss the net by much, though, as Brendan Gallagher dumps it back the other way. Nate Schmidt behind his own net. It's back to the puck. It's icing, I believe, against Montreal, and the faceoff will come all the way back down.
We should give credit. We missed last game where Nate Schmidt had played his 400th NHL hockey game. That's a milestone for anybody. 401 tonight. Pretty good career so far. They loved him in Vegas, I know that. They didn't want to part with him, but salary cap issues, and we're happy to have him here in Vancouver.
After the signing of Alex Pietrangelo, he became expendable in Vegas. And interesting that we won't be able to talk about Nate Schmidt playing his former team until the fall at the earliest. With really, to be honest, at this point in the pandemic, no idea what next season will have in store.
I hate to do this, but I'm going to correct you. What if they meet them in the semifinals?
I guess
is that possible?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely is. Or in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
Depending on how reseeding goes at the Final Four. There's Petrie through the middle in on goal. In the Vancouver zone, he just missed the puck. It would have been a clean chance as Suzuki feathered a nice pass into him from the left wing half wall.
Montreal seems to have found something. You get a guy going with speed up the middle, pushing a defenseman back, and then a little chip pass wide.
Tried a couple of stretch passes this period as well. Another one eludes Josh Anderson, and it's icing against Montreal. 1:24 into the third. The Canucks and the Canadians tied at 3 in the first of 3 straight meetings between these teams. They'll be back on the ice again tomorrow night. Note the early puck drop time, 6:30 faceoff tomorrow between the Canucks and the Canadians. We'll have it for you here on Sportsnet 650 and along the Sportsnet radio network as well. As Bo Horvat wins a faceoff in the Montreal zone, Nate Schmidt tried a slap shot from the line, but Drew Am blocked it. And the Habs get it out to center. Bo Horvat on the left wing, pokes it back in deep. Joel Edmondson to it behind the net, hit by Tanner Pearson, throws it right point, not out long. Shot by Chatfield, hit a body on its way to the net, and rolls harmlessly to the left wing wall. Tanner Pearson with it there, cycles for Nils Höglander. Höglander passes behind the net to the right corner for Horvat. Rink wide to the left point. Nate Schmidt shoots well wide of the net. Nearly got it to the front of the goal off a ricochet, but Petrie cleared it from the side of the net. Then Edmondson can't clear. Höglander's back after it on the forecheck. The puck rolls around to the near side for Josh Anderson, who tried to lift it out to center, sent it clean over the glass instead. And the Canucks will get a power play, 2:06 into the third period as Anderson takes his second minor penalty of the game.
Just undisciplined, silly penalties by the Montreal Canadiens. This one is just a flip over the glass. And there was nobody near Anderson at the time. So they just keep shooting themselves in the foot. He wasn't even being pressured. Canucks are going to get their sixth power play of the hockey game.
And a chance to retake the lead. They're 2-for-5 thus far. Face-off in the Montreal zone to our left near circle is won by Horvat. Comes to Pettersson in the slot. He unleashed a one-timer and fired it high and wide of the net as Evans gets it back for the Canadians and clears it down the ice.
Well, that was an absolute bomb. He just teed that one up, but it went 2 feet over the net. We've got Schmidt here on the first unit power play. Well, Quinn Hughes is being his skate, I think, is being tended to on the bench right now.
So a change because of an equipment issue rather than by a decision of the coach. As the Canucks continue to try and break out in their own end. Schmidt from behind the net goes up the left wing for JT Miller, who drops it back to the trailer, Brock Besser. Besser to center, pressured by Drouin. Left wing for Schmidt, back to Besser. He'll dump it in. As the Canucks power play breakout looks to be a bit stunted without Hughes there, and the Canadians get it back down the ice again.
And this Montreal Canadiens team already has 2 shorthanded goals, so look out. They will go on the offense on the PK.
Here's Brock Besser to center for the Canucks. Left wing for JT Miller across the Montreal line. Passes right boards for Horvat. Chases the puck into the corner. Clears around to the left wing for Besser. Out of the line for Myers. Right point Pettersson. Again for Myers. Top of the point. Now onto the left wing for JT Miller. Miller holding on to the puck. Half wall. Then for Besser. In front. Horvat. He scores. The second power play goal of the game for Bo Horvat as he fires a one-timer past Price again on the stick side, again from the slot, and the Canucks go up 4-3.
Brendan, where have we seen this before? Oh, yeah. On the first power play, JT Miller gets the puck down low on the half wall, and last time he was the one that filtered it into Horvat standing in that spot right in the middle of the penalty kill of the Montreal Canadiens, but this time it goes down low to Brock Besser on the goal line. Bo Horvat steps a foot closer to Carey Price, and Philip Deneau again misses his check. Bo Horvat with the one knee, one time slapper over the blocker of Carey Price. The Canucks have their third power play goal, and they're up 4-3.
And Horvat has his third of the year and second of the game. As Vancouver pressures in the Montreal zone again. Here's Gaudette through the middle. Right circle, high shot, stopped by Price. Rebound in front. Roussel couldn't get to it. Canadians can't clear the zone either as Myers holds into the line with the help of Vertanen, who dumps it left corner. Roussel gloves it behind the net. Brett Kulak takes it for the Canadians, gets it ahead for Armia, who fires it high off the glass to center. Toffoli trying to skate away into the Vancouver zone. Couldn't settle the puck, and Jake Vertanen gets it back to center.
Well, that's a big goal for the Canucks to go up in a third period. You look at the percentages, anytime you're leading in the third period, your opportunity to win the hockey game goes up immensely.
Canucks will still have to make sure they get it across the finish line. As Brandon Sutter goes after the puck, right corner of the Montreal zone on the forecheck, battling with Kulak. Drouin and Mott join the battle. Now at the right wing hash marks, and Mott dumps it behind the Montreal net. Romanov in the near corner, plays it up the boards. And Josh Anderson pokes it past Quinn Hughes, who's back out onto the ice. Looked like he might have actually had to change his skate completely, as it looks like he's got an entirely new right skate after the issue he was having that prevented him from getting out on the power play. But the Canucks scored anyway to take the 4-3 lead. Philip Deneau, right wing to center, backhands it into the Vancouver zone. Chatfield back to it, pressured by Tatar on the forecheck. Tatar gets it to Deneau, right boards. Back to the line for Weber. High shot goes well wide of the net of Holtby. And Chatfield on the far wall clears it to center. Hoglander tips it deep into the Canadiens' end, and the Canucks can get a change. Just past the five-minute mark of the third period, Vancouver leading 4-3. Deneau back to the Canucks line on right wing. Dumps it to the end wall. Philip Deneau in the near corner. Sweeps it back up the wall. Comes to Petrie, who tried a shot, and that was blocked on its way to the net. I think it hit Deneau as he drove through the middle. Now Sherratt with a long wrister, left wing. That missed on Holtby's stick side. Petrie throws it back to the goal, deflected on by Gallagher, who was parked in front. Holtby made the save through the screen and covers up in the blue paint. 5:34 elapsed in the third. The Canucks up 4-3 on the Canadiens tonight at Rogers Arena.
Good save by Braden Holtby. You get your body in a blocking position off the tip. That one hits him right in the chest, but what a game for Bo Horvat. Two goals and an assist. And those are tough shots. Nice pass by Brock Besser. We got to give him credit. That little bump pass, you still got to put it on the tape. And he puts it right in Horvat's wheelhouse, but he's got a goal and an assist as well.
JT Miller now with two helpers as Brandon Sutter comes up with a big shot block. Canadians won the draw, and Sutter stepped in front of a Petrie shot from very close range. He's in obvious discomfort and is going to have to go off on a change here.
He's a guy that's not afraid to put his body on the line in a hockey game. We know that. A lot of injuries in the last few years. A lot of miles on his body. He's a warrior.
As Beagle wins the ensuing faceoff for the Canucks, comes around to the far side for Vertanen, who replaced Sutter on the ice. And Vertanen's able to bank it off the wall and into the Montreal zone.
Jake Vertanen's been much better in this hockey game as well. A couple of good back checks.
Now here's Byron with a foray into the Vancouver zone. Off right wing, low shot along the ice, went through the crease and out the far side as Petrie holds in left point. Jeff Petrie got it to Jake Evans, onto the right wing for Joel Edmondson. Dumps it down the wall. Arturi Lehkonen after it, right wing boards, overskated the puck.
And Paul Byron played it back to the line, but the puck was rolling, and Evans couldn't hold it in as the Canadians regroup in neutral ice. Jeff Petrie back to the Vancouver line, steps into a hard slap shot. From the top of the circle, it tipped off a Vancouver stick and went over the glass and out of play. 6:19 into the third period, it's the Canucks 4 and the Canadians 3. Bo Horvat with a go-ahead goal on the power play on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Thanks for joining us along the Sportsnet Radio Network tonight. Whether you're in Sikkimoose, Seashelt, or wherever you're tuning in, we appreciate you spending your evening with us. Let us know where you're listening from. You can reach us on Twitter. My handle is at Batch Hockey. His is at Corey Hirsch. Our flagship station is at Sportsnet 650. A reminder as well, you can tune into the games in the Fraser Valley on Country 107.1 FM. Canadians have it in the Vancouver zone to our right. Kotkaniemi tried a backhand pass off the outside of the net, but lost it, and Bo Horvat sends it left wing to center for Antoine Roussel. Roussel tried to dump it in, couldn't get it deep. Canucks changing with the Canadians regrouping as Armia gains the red line and lifts it into the right corner in the Vancouver end. Schmidt back to it for the Canucks. He's pressured by both Armia and Kotkaniemi. Armia cycles to Jesperi. Kotkaniemi on the end boards. Goes back to the right point for Alexander Romanov. Long wrist shot blocked by Schmidt. Rolls to the far wall. Roussel battling for it. Schmidt in to help out. Plays it high off the glass to the line but not out as Kotkaniemi was mugged by Brock Besser, and who is incredibly lucky he wasn't called for a penalty.
I'm surprised 6-1 in power plays and he didn't get called.
Now here's Miller into the Montreal zone. Shot wide on the short side. It caroms around the far boards. Drouin tips it, and here's Suzuki away to center with speed. Nick Suzuki, left wing into the Vancouver zone, delays. Made a nice move around Hughes, drops it into the slot for Drouin. Hard wrist shot goes wide of the net. Nearly bounced back out front off the end glass, and Hamonic kicked it back to the end boards. Now Romanov, long wrist shot from the point. Good screen in front. Holtby caught it late. It hit him up high in the shoulder, and he held it out of the net. Josh Anderson behind the Vancouver goal. Banks it to the left point for Brett Kulak. Now to the right side for Romanov. Low wrist shot stopped by Holtby. As Suzuki lost his stick, he kicked the rebound back to the net. Holtby made the save on it anyway. And the Canucks get it out to center ice.
That's where soccer before the games helps. It was JT Miller lifted his stick and it went about 20 feet in the air. And then the rebound, he had a presence of mind to kick it.
Wouldn't have counted anyway, I was going to say. Unless his last name is Ronaldo, but unfortunately it's Suzuki.
Yeah.
And so it's still 4-3 for the Canucks. Brendan Gallagher to center, nice pass left wing. Here's Tatar with a clean lane, hard wrist shot on, stopped by Hopi. He spilled a rebound, but Schmidt cleared it up the far boards and out to center ice.
Nice job by Schmidt, but an even better save by Hopi. They're going to need goaltending if they're going to win this hockey game.
Puck tips high in the air on the near side. It actually touched the top of the glass, but stayed in play. And the Habs have it in the Vancouver zone. Edmondson shoots from the left point wide of the goal. Now it comes into the slot. Gallagher tried to tee up a one-timer, and Horvat got his stick in and tipped it away out to center instead. Canucks change it. Here come the Canadians. Tatar on the right wing. Stops at the near side hash marks. Back to the top of the point. Shea Weber tees up a drive. Jay Beagle blocked that one, and it clearly hurt him. Tyler Mott back to center. Beagle hobbles to the Vancouver benches. Mott goes to the goal down right wing and nearly beat Carey Price over his left shoulder. Canadians back to center. Jake Evans dumps it in. Quinn Hughes back to it. Gets it off the glass near side, and Sutter pokes it out to center ice. Couple of big shot blocks in this third period. One from Sutter and another from Beagle. They were both stung by them. And it looks like they'll both potentially be able to continue, or maybe not. Beagle might be going down the tunnel, and he is indeed heading to the Vancouver dressing room. Canucks with men in the rush. Here's Vertanen in left wing. Delays on the half boards, throws it to the goal from a tough angle, and Price made the save. He'll hold for the whistle. 9:41 elapsed in the third period. The Canucks up 4-3 on the Canadians.
That for Jay Beagle, I am hoping for him that is not a bad injury. Whenever Shea Weber can step into a one-timer, like you said earlier, Happy Gilmore, he teed that up and it hit him in the shins. And I played against Al MacInnis. Al MacInnis could shoot just as hard as Shea Weber, and he hit me in the blocker hand once, and it pushed my hand back and almost broke my hand. And I had goalie equipment on, and that's a one-timer from Shea Weber, so I can't even imagine what it would feel like off the shin pads for Jay Beagle.
A special hello to everyone listening inside the sports bar here at Rogers Arena. We gather they've got our feed running in time with the screens in the bar, so hope you're enjoying the game tonight, even though you can't be in the bowl itself. Sports Bar at Rogers Arena, the next best thing. As Kotkaniemi drives through the middle and scores. Broken play in the Vancouver zone, and Jesperi Kotkaniemi tips it high. Stick side on Braden Holtby with a bit of an awkward shot that fooled the Vancouver goaltender, and the game is tied at four.
I don't usually say this about Canucks' best players. Quinn Hughes has two assists. That's going to make him minus three, and he is having a tough night defensively. He just tries to make a little play. He blocks a pass, but it ends up going off of his stick and right back to Kotkaniemi in the slot. Brock Besser loses his man, and he's too late to get to Kotkaniemi, but defensively, oh man, Quinn Hughes is having a tough night. And we're tied at four here with 9:46 to go in the third.
As I think that puck might have hit Brock Besser's stick on its way to the net too. It was sitting up on end when Kotkaniemi got the shot free, and it completely changed direction on Holtby. So with 9.5 minutes left in the third, the game is tied again as Jay Beagle has just returned to the Vancouver bench. So good news for a Canucks team that has already lost Alex Edler for the rest of the night with an upper body injury.
Well, sometimes you just got to walk and shake it off. Man, he is one tough customer to come back and play now.
Here's Jeff Petrie with a pass up the left wing for Drouin into the Vancouver zone. Rolls it wide of the net of Braden Holtby. Suzuki picks it up, tried to play it back to the line, but Petrie couldn't hold in. It goes to center. Here's Beagle in a foot race with Josh Anderson, and Beagle gets the puck on the right wing. The battle with Romanov on the boards, cleared it to the line, not out. Hamonic with it. Goes across to the left point for Hughes, sent it to the back door. Beagle and Sutter couldn't tip it, and instead Tatar carries back to center for Montreal and dumps it in. Thomas Tatar after it on the forecheck. Hughes back to the puck. Sweeps it loose to the near corner. Hamonic plays it up the wall. Gallagher broke it up, played it back to Romanov, who couldn't hold into the line. It's offside against Montreal. With 8:37 left in the third period, the Canucks and the Canadiens are tied at four on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. The Canucks and the Canadiens tied at four with 8.5 minutes left in the third period tonight at Rogers Arena. As the Habs dump it into the Vancouver zone to our right, Deneau drops it back to the point for Kulak. Near side, Romanov, hard slap shot, and he missed the net. Thomas Tatar trying to recover it on the left wing wall, settles a rolling puck into the slot for Philip Deneau. Try to pass to the back door for Gallagher on the left wing. It hopped over his stick, and Tanner Pearson plays to center instead. Horvat after the puck, couldn't get to it. Romanov dumps it back in. As the Canadiens are coming in waves right now, trying to take the lead in this game. The game that they have not led in yet. Canucks were up 1-0, 2-1, 3-2, and 4-3, and the game is now tied at four.
Yeah, you can see they have the momentum right now. They have turned up the heat on the Canucks.
As Paul Byron gains the red line on right wing, trying to cut around Tyler Myers, who hammers him into the boards, separates him from the puck. There's a nice outlet pass far side for Jake Virtanen. Virtanen floats it left wing to center for Antoine Roussel. Kicked it into the Montreal zone. Gaudette skates onto the puck. Left wing with a tight angle shot. Carey Price made the save. As Roussel was knocked down by Sherratt in the crease, Arturi Lehkonen finds the puck far side for Montreal. Scampers to the red line where he's crushed by Tyler Myers as he dumped it in.
Whoa, on the train tracks. Freight train's coming through, kid. Oh, heads up. Tyler Myers crushing him.
As I think Lehkonen just partially bailed out of the last minute so that he didn't get the worst of it. Now Armia with a nice move around. Hughes going to the net. And Chatfield slid over to recover and prevent Armia from getting a good chance. As Armia went inside outside on Quinn Hughes, and Hughes fell over. That's not something you see very often.
Well, you wonder if it's an issue with the skate. Like, if he's wearing one skate that he's been wearing all game and then a new one from another pair, that can't feel very comfortable.
Of course, he had that equipment issue earlier that prevented him from getting out on the power play. The same power play that Horvat scored the 4-3 goal. Just over 6.5 minutes now remaining in the third. The game is tied at four. Canucks regrouping in their own zone. Miller passes through the middle for Besser with speed into the Montreal end. Besser on left wing. Tried to drop pass through the middle. Turned it over to Drouin, and the Canadians come the other way. Drouin right wing for Anderson. Fires cross ice into the left corner. Hamonic back to it. Played it up the boards. Pedersen tried to tip it out of the zone. Suzuki held in. It bounces through the middle of the ice right to Nate Schmidt, and he'll pound it off the glass near side and bounce it past Shea Weber.
I think Hamonic's hurt. He got hit pretty hard in the corner.
And he goes off. Looks like he's favoring his left arm potentially. Tyler Myers on the breakout. Goes left wing to center for Niels Hoglander. Fights through a check of Josh Anderson. Then is stood up by Shea Weber. Hoglander pokes it in deep anyway. And Ben Sherratt has it behind his own net. Sherratt gets it up the far boards out to center. This will be icing against Montreal. And the Canucks will get an offensive zone faceoff with 5:44 left in the third period. And the game tied at four. Remember to tune in after the game for the Canucks Central postgame show. Satyar Shah and Andrew Walker will take your calls and texts. You'll also hear Travis Green's postgame comments live from inside Rogers Arena. Reaction for the players as well. It's all here on your home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650. And the Sportsnet Radio Network. Faceoff in the Montreal zone to our left in the near circle is won by Suzuki. Back to the end boards for Shea Weber. He'll throw around to the far side for Josh Anderson. Got it to the line. Initially, it's held in by Tyler Myers. But then Suzuki and Anderson combine to push the pile out over the blue line, and Hughes takes it back in his own end.
Hamannik looks to be a lot of pain on the bench. He hasn't left yet, but he doesn't look good right now.
Canucks forechecking. As Deneau gets it at the side of his own net, leaves near corner for Tatar, drops it behind the cage for Shea Weber, then to the far side for Romanov. Alexander Romanov gets it up the boards. Deneau passes through the middle to center for Thomas Tatar. Tatar into the Vancouver end, poke check by Quinn Hughes. Puck comes free to Philip Deneau instead. Deneau back to Tatar on right wing. Now to the line for Romanov. Wrist shot through traffic. It hit Holtby. Rebound bounce to his right. He made another great save on a second opportunity as Myers banks it up the near boards. And out to center ice. Holtby didn't know where it was, and I think it was Deneau that got it to the net. Gallagher was there too. But Holtby holds it out to keep the game tied at four. Now Brandon Gallagher floats it into the Vancouver zone. Chatfield back to it. Chased down by Lehkonen. Leaves near side for Nate Schmidt. Schmidt through the middle to center for Brandon Sutter. Gets it into the Canadian zone. And Romanov has it back for Montreal. 4.5 minutes left in the third period. The Canucks and the Canadians are tied at four tonight at Rogers Arena in the home opener for Vancouver. Canadians dump it behind the Vancouver net. Nate Schmidt with it. Passes far side for Jay Beagle. Couldn't take the pass off his skate. Couldn't clear the zone either as Evans shoots from a long way out on the left wing and it went wide of the goal. Battle for the puck in behind the net. Beagle lifts the stick of Paul Byron. Gets it loose for Nate Schmidt far boards. And Schmidt plays it safe, firing it high off the glass to center as four of the five Canucks go for a change with Jake Virtanen in on the forecheck.
The Canadians have dominated this last 7-8 minutes of this hockey game. Canucks have to find a way to get something going, push back.
Hamannik favoring his shoulder on the Vancouver bench has not gone down the tunnel. As Petrie gets it, top of the point, long wrist shot, he scores. It was tipped in front by Tyler Toffoli, the hat trick goal for the former Canuck, and the Canadians take their first lead of the game. It's 5-4 with 3:41 left in the third.
Oh boy. Canucks still in this game at 5-4, but you could just see Montreal pressing and pressing and pressing, and the Canucks didn't have an answer. And sure enough, this is going to be -4 on the night for Quinn Hughes. Even though this isn't his fault, Tyler Toffoli goes to the net, and it's a shot pass from Petrie. There's no one gets Toffoli going to the net, and he ends up tipping it high over the blocker of Braden Holtby, but man, oh man, not a good look for the Canucks. Jacob Markstrom with a shutout in Calgary against his old team, and now Tyler Toffoli with a hat trick here tonight. And the old Canucks have come to haunt them.
Vancouver led this game four different times, and now they find themselves trailing for the first time with under 4 minutes left in the third. Needing a goal here to try and salvage at least a point from the first of three games in a row against the Canadiens. Here's JT Miller through the middle into the Montreal zone, forced wide to the right corner by Sherratt. Back into the slot, Besser shoots and scores! Brock Besser in the slot rips it over the stick side of Carey Price. And the Canucks answer back with a huge goal from Besser, his second of the game, and it's tied at five.
We're not done yet. Brock Besser, he gets his second of the game, but it's JT Miller. He puts the Superman cape on. He goes end to end from his own end, cutting through the Montreal defenders. And he gets the puck. He does a little loop-de-loop at the bottom of the far circle. And he sees Brock Besser all alone in the high slot. Pettersson goes to the net. He's a screen. And Brock Besser with a one-timer blocker side on Carey Price. We're tied at five.
Besser's fourth of the year comes just 32 seconds after the go-ahead goal scored by Toffoli. And it's even again. A really entertaining game tonight here inside Rogers Arena, and it's tied at five with under three to go in regulation.
Well, lots of goals for us to call, that's for sure.
As the puck rolls out to center, Tanner Pearson scampers back after it at his own line. Couldn't get the handle on it. Canadians go offside. It's waved off by the referee or the linesman on the near side rather. They couldn't generate a chance out of it anyway, and the Canucks will break out.
Here's the other thing. The points are crucial. Two or one or whatever overtime points. You don't want to give one to the other team because they all count. You're playing all in the same division this year.
Here's Beagle, right wing into the Montreal zone, trying to pass left side for Vertanen. Couldn't connect. Vertanen takes it on the boards. Back to Hughes. Left corner for Brandon Sutter, hit by Shea Weber. Weber pins Sutter to the boards. Evans in to get it for the Canadians. Plays it loose near side for Paul Byron, who banks it right wing to center. Arturi Lehkonen after it on the forecheck. Jalen Chatfield back to it. Shrugs off the check of Lehkonen. Byron in to help out as well. Hughes after it. And the battle continues in the corner. Beagle joins, as does Evans for Montreal. And Jay Beagle gets it free behind his own net to the far corner for Jalen Chatfield. Plays it up the wall for Jake Vertanen, who lifts it through the middle and out to center. Shea Weber knocks it down. Back onto the right wing for Evans. One on five into the Vancouver zone. He'll rim it around to the left corner. Armia off the bench is after it there. Back to the point for Edmondson. Slap shot tipped in front by Toffoli. Another nice deflection. And this time Holtby made the save down low. 85 seconds left in regulation time. The Canucks and the Canadians tied at five. As Quinn Hughes gets the puck near boards and is content to play it off the wall and out to center. Looks like Travis Hamonic has now left the Vancouver bench. Is maybe just sitting at the end. Doesn't look like he's going to be an option here. So the Canucks are down to four defensemen as a puck is floated in on Holtby. An awkward play, and he grabs it with his glove as a crowd forms at the side of the net. Beagle and Myers exchanging words.
Yeah, Hamonic still slumped over at the end, and he's pretty tight to the boards on the wall, so it looks like he's just going to sit there. I think you're right. I don't think he's going to be an option for the rest of the game.
He's got his glove off, so he may just be sitting there to provide moral support. But that's not good news for a Canuck blue line that has already lost Alex Edler tonight. And now they're leaning on Schmidt, Myers, Hughes, and Chatfield late in this game with under a minute to go in a five-all tie. Canucks win the draw back into the near corner in their own zone. Nate Schmidt trying to fight it up the wall. Battling with Josh Anderson. Can't get it past Shea Weber at the line. It comes back to Myers, and he'll play it safely off the boards and out to center on the far wall. Jonathan Drouin back in on the left wing. Dumps it far side. Jay Beagle clears it behind his own net for Nate Schmidt. Now to the near side for JT Miller. Goes rink wide right wing to center for Beagle. Beagle driving into the Montreal zone. Dumps it in. Ben Chiarot back to the puck. Sweeps it around to the backhand to the near side wall for Josh Anderson. 25 seconds left in the third. Anderson gains the red line. Dumps it left corner in the Vancouver end. Montreal getting a complete change. Gives Tyler Myers time to play it back to center for Brandon Sutter, who tips it left corner in the Canadiens' end this time. Petrie on the board, swept it up the near side. Sutter couldn't hold in. Deneau passes to center. Gallagher with a long shot on Holtby, who drops it down and then is forced to smother it with Gallagher in on the forecheck. Just 4.5 seconds left on the clock. And the Canucks will need to make sure they've got their ducks in a row on this faceoff, because Hershey, twice early in this season, they've given up a goal with less than a second left on the clock in a period.
Now, I don't like how Holtby covered that. That's not a smart play by him, and he knows it. Even if you throw it in the corner, you've only got 4.5 seconds left. But Bo Horvat taking this draw against Philip Deneau.
And Horvat wins it. It comes into the slot. Gallagher with a low backhand shot. Stopped by Holtby with a right pad right at the buzzer. As Brendan Gallagher got a grade A chance through the middle, and Holtby made the save. The Canucks and the Canadians tied at 5 through 65 minutes. We will require overtime, and we'll have it for you next right here on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Welcome back inside Rogers Arena. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you as the Canucks and the Canadians are set to go to overtime tied at 5. Satyar Shah and Andrew Walker brought you our pregame show tonight. They were with you at the intermissions as well, and they'll be back for the Canucks Central postgame show, where they'll be joined by Sportsnet's Ian McIntyre. Josh Elliott-Wolf providing great production work tonight from our Sportsnet 650 studios. Tyler Green helping us out at the rink alongside executive producer Cam Barrett. It takes a cast of thousands to bring you the action here along the Sportsnet Radio Network. 3-on-3 overtime. The Canucks in blue will go from left to right. The Canadians in white will go from right to left, and Bo Horvat wins the draw back into his own end for Tyler Myers to start OT.
Now, Brendan, that extra point is absolutely crucial.
As Horvat gains the Montreal line, drops for Besser. Hard wrist shot. He missed the net. Glove side on Price. Goes after it in the right corner. Suzuki battling with him there. And Besser gets it free for Horvat. Back to the point for Tyler Myers. Myers. Left circle for Besser, already with two goals in the game tonight. He's got a lane to the goal. Besser down the right wing. Deeks it through the crease. It goes out the far side along the goal line. And back come the Canadians to center. Suzuki right wing, 2-on-1 with Petrie. Nick Suzuki right circle, shoots, and Holtby stopped him with a blocker. As Suzuki picks up the puck and fires it all the way back into his own end for Carey Price as both teams change.
Great patience by Brock Besser. He walked in on Carey Price and tried to go around him.
Here's Josh Anderson to the Vancouver line. Drop pass for Paul Byron in the slot. Back to Shea Weber. Then for Byron to Weber. Left circle one-timer, and Holtby kicked it out with the left pad. Canucks get the puck back. Elias Pettersson at his own line. Settles it down, and now will skate it to center. Ahead for JT Miller. Miller into the Montreal zone. Wide on the left wing. Tied up by Shea Weber along the boards. Miller goes back to the point for Quinn Hughes, and he's going to elect to go back to center and regroup again.
No, monster save by Braden Holtby off the Shea Weber one-timer.
Here's Pettersson through the middle into the Montreal zone. Leaves for Miller. Back to Pettersson left wing. Try to make a deke in front of the net, but left the puck behind, and Paul Byron has it instead. And he'll skate back to center ice. Thought twice about it with his line mates getting a change, and doubles back behind his own net. 1:40 elapsed in overtime. Here's Tyler Toffoli. Left wing into the Vancouver zone, trying to drive wide on Vertanen. Toffoli already with a hat trick tonight. Gets it right wing for Kotkaniemi. Back to Toffoli down the boards. Watched by Nate Schmidt. He'll lead back top of the point for Ben Sherratt. Sherratt on the left wing. Dumps it into the corner. He's hit by Pearson, who knocked him down. Schmidt gets it free through the middle for Vertanen, but it's turned over. And Sherratt's high shot is stopped by Holtby off the blocker. Now Kotkaniemi out of the left corner, trying to walk out front. Attempted to bank it off Schmidt and in, but it goes wide of the goal, and Tatar has it far side. Pearson all over. Tatar winds back into the slot, got a shot on, and I think Schmidt just tipped that as it went wide again on Holtby's stick side.
The Canucks better be careful here. You don't want to take a penalty in OT, and there's been a few close interference things and some hooks.
Now Holtby with a stretch pass to Vertanen at the Montreal blue line. Vertanen tied up by Brendan Gallagher, dumps it behind the net. And Carey Price comes out of the goal to handle. 2:25 left in overtime. The Canucks and the Canadians tied at 5. Now here's Alexander Romanov down the left wing into the Vancouver zone, center to the goal. Tipped on by Gallagher. Stopped by Holtby. He turned it over in the slot, trying to play it loose. And Romanov just shot wide of the net. As Holtby was trying to help the Canucks transition, and instead he nearly gifted the Canadians the game-winning goal. Now Romanov again shoots off the left wing. Holtby with another blocker save. Canadians seem to really be attacking that blocker side on Braden Holtby, as Jonathan Drouin will carry back to center ice.
Yeah, this Canucks group is tired. Besser and Hughes have been on for a while.
Here's Drouin. On to the right wing. Gets it back, going to the goal. Holtby made the save. Miller, or rather Besser, nearly put it in his own net, but played it wide of the post, and now Miller comes back to center. Miller across the Montreal line. For Besser, right circle. High wrist shot. He missed, trying to beat Price over the glove. Now Hughes sends it for the goal. Besser was driving back through the middle, deflected it wide of the net, and the Canadians will come away to center. Hughes breaks it up at the red line. Passes left wing for Pearson. 2-on-1 for the Canucks. Pearson going to the goal. Wrist shot. He missed. On the stick side of Price, he had Pettersson with him, and Suzuki has it on the end boards. Nick Suzuki sweeps it around to Drouin, right wing at the red line. He'll go back to his own line. Spins away from Pettersson. Now Drouin. Near boards for Suzuki. 1:10 left in overtime. The game is tied at 5.
This has been wide open, this overtime. Chance after chance for both teams.
Anderson across the Vancouver line, winds through the slot off the right wing, turned it over. Pearson sends it away. It's a 2-on-1 for the Canucks. Hughes down the right wing, Pettersson with him. Hughes near circle, slows down, deeks to the backhand, tried to play it across to Pettersson. The pass was broken up, and the Canadians counterattack. Anderson all alone, 1-on-1 with Horvat down the right wing. Horvat forces him behind the goal with 45 seconds left in overtime. Now Horvat gets it free, right wing for Vertanen. Jake Vertanen with speed into the Montreal zone, goes wide behind the net, around Kotkaniemi. Now has it on the left wing.
Virtanen winding into the slot. Passes left circle for Myers. He missed it. Has to chase it down to the corner where he's tied up by Anderson. And now Myers gets it free, trying to drive front of the goal out of the left corner. Poke check by Price. And Kotkaniemi gets it back with 20 seconds remaining in overtime.
No, this is incredible. More three-on-three plays. This is exciting.
Here's Kotkaniemi through the middle to the Vancouver line. A dozen seconds left. Splits the defense. Trying to go in on goal. And Myers used his long reach to puck the puck free to the far corner. 6 seconds left now. Kotkaniemi tied up on the boards by JT Miller, who gets it free from Myers. He'll lift it to center, but that's going to do it for overtime. An entertaining 5 minutes of three-on-three comes to an end without a goal, and we'll need the shootout to decide this one this evening.
Well, we're going to the shootout, but, man, the NHL needs to go to another 5 minutes of three-on-three. This game would have ended, no question. And we don't need a shootout to solve it, but tonight we're going to have to. But I think if the NHL went another even 2.5 minutes, this game would have ended, and chances at end-to-end. Brock Besser was dynamite in that overtime. He's had himself a whale of a hockey game. But
and as we get a look again at the replay of that chance that he played through the crease, it was about half an inch away from hitting Tyler Myers, who was driving to the net. And if it hits Myers' skate, it goes in the net and the game is over.
Nah, no question.
They say sports, in football in particular, it applies to hockey too, a game of inches. Well, that was a game of about half an inch right there for the Canucks.
Brock Besser's had a dynamite game. 2 goals and an assist. And 3 points. JT Miller, the 3 assists. Bo Horvat, 2 goals and an assist. Now let's see what Braden Holtby can do here for his teammates. See if he can steal that extra point. And the extra point is, like I said, it's crucial because typically Montreal being in the East, the extra point really wouldn't have mattered giving them that, because it doesn't affect you in the standings in terms of playoff standings of regular season. You want it for yourself, but who cares if Montreal gets it? But now that we're all one big division of Canadian teams, absolutely crucial to get that extra point.
So we go to the shootout. It's going to be Elias Pettersson up first for the Canucks, skating from right to left. Pettersson 7-for-17 in the shootout in his career, 41.2%, and here he comes through the middle, slows in the slot, tried to beat Price down low, but the Montreal goaltender denied it. And Elias Pettersson, who amazingly didn't have a point tonight, even though the power play worked really effectively, is unable to score in the shootout as well.
And he just does not look confident. He goes in, slows down, and then tries to go low blocker on Carey Price. Actually, it looks on the replay like he was trying to go 5-hole, and he didn't even come close to hitting that on Carey Price.
Paul Byron up next for Montreal. He's 50% in the shootout in his career, 10 goals on 20 opportunities. Here goes Byron from left to right. Cuts wide to the right circle into the slot. Tried to beat Holtby. 5-hole, and the Vancouver goaltender denied him. So through the first round, neither side is able to find a goal.
Now he comes in, Braden Holtby. Very athletic, aggressive goalie. Keeps his stick 5-hole, doesn't move it. Paul Byron just rips it right into him. Nice job by Braden Holtby.
JT Miller up next. 41.7% in the shootout in his career, going from right to left. He'll pick up the puck and go slowly wide onto the left wing. Miller back into the slot, takes a wrist shot and scores. He beats Price over the glove.
Oh, this is going to count, but good Lord, we need a speed limit clock on some of these shootout shots, being an old goalie like me. JT Miller goes down the near side and just almost cuts straight across, almost skating back towards his own goalie a little bit, and he rips it glove side on Carey Price. Smart move by JT Miller.
Here's Jonathan Drouin for the Canadiens. Wide onto the right wing across the Vancouver line. Into the slot, tried a shot. Holtby stopped him with a blocker. And so now the Canucks have a chance to win the game, and it's Brock Besser, who scored 2 goals tonight, that will have the opportunity to do it.
Well, Brock Besser, he likes his glove side shelf. I've seen him go 5-hole, though, in shootouts. So let's see where he goes on Carey Price. They've had success blocker side on him during the game, but he saw JT Miller go glove side and score.
Amazingly, Besser is only 3-for-16 in the shootout in his career as he brings it wide onto the right wing.
into the slot. Waits and tried to beat Price low on the stick side. Price made the save. And so now the pressure turns to the Montreal Canadiens and 21-year-old Nick Suzuki, who needs to score to keep his team alive in this game.
And Brock Besser, he had some room on blocker side, but Carey Price is there to solve it. The Suzuki kid's got skill.
And here comes Suzuki. A right-hand shot goes wide onto the left-wing boards. Back into the slot. Deeks to the backhand and scores. Nick Suzuki, the first Montreal shooter to solve Braden Holtby, and will need at least one extra round tonight in Vancouver.
And Suzuki, he came over in the trade for Pat Chiaretti from Vegas, and I am impressed with this kid already. He is a smart, skilled hockey player. He deeks and goes blocker side on Braden Holtby.
So it's Bo Horvat up next for the Canucks. And here goes Horvat, wide onto the left wing. Winds back into the slot, over to the right circle, then shoots and scores. Hard snapshot. Again, the Canucks beat Carey Price stick side, and again the pressure shifts back to the Montreal Canadiens. The former Canuck Tyler Toffoli is up next.
I feel good for Bo Horvat. He rips this quick five-hole little snapper. Carey Price gets his glove. And Bo Horvat gets a lead.
Now here's Toffoli. Needs to score for the Canadiens. Into the slot. Snapshot. It looked like he hit the post. He did indeed, and the Canucks win. The losing streak ends at three games as Vancouver picks up a 6-5 shootout win over the Montreal Canadiens in the home opener, in spite of the fact that their former teammate Tyler Toffoli had a hat trick. And the Canucks have game one of this three-game set against the Canadiens, with game two coming tomorrow night at 6:30.
Well, I feel good for Braden Holtby, but I feel even better for Bo Horvat to get the winner in the shootout. He's a guy that hasn't had a lot of success in shootouts, and he goes and gets the winner on one of the top goalies in the National Hockey League. Not a great night for Quinn Hughes, and the team still gets 2 points. That is a dynamite thing for the Vancouver Canucks. Brock Besser, JT Miller, and Bo Horvat, they put this team on their shoulders. The Canucks end up getting 2 points, one up on the Montreal Canadiens, and we're going to do it all again on Saturday, Brendan.
Do it tomorrow as well.
One game to watch, and tomorrow as well.
Three games in four nights between these two teams. Again, 6:30 is the puck drop tomorrow night. It'll be 4 o'clock on Saturday. We do hope you can join us along the Sportsnet Radio Network. Once again, the final score at Rogers Arena. The Canucks 6 of the Canadiens 5 in the shootout. For Corey Hirsch, this is Brendan Batchelor in Vancouver. The Canucks Central postgame show presented by Kintec Footwear and Orthotics starts right now.